Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is on his way to China for a highly anticipated summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Mr. Trump expects trade to be a primary focus of the talks. The Trump administration hoping to establish a board of trade with China to address differences and prevent future trade conflicts. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing.
Even though there's a big business delegation accompanying Donald Trump, no one thinks there are going to be huge deals signed. However, if there are some sort of symbolic deals that are inked, that would be encouraging. When it comes to tariffs, I think we just expect that maybe just the detente will continue. China wants to bring up Taiwan because the Chinese government wants the U.S. to not provide armaments at the same level to Taiwan.
And the Iran war will likely be discussed. China's one of Tehran's key allies and buys a lot of Iranian oil. Mr. Trump's second state visit to China, the first trip came 9 years ago during his first term. Despite the demands of the Iran war, Secretary of War Hegseth says the U.S. military remains locked and loaded.
I take issue with the characterization that munitions are depleted in a public forum. That's not true. And ultimately, we have all the munitions needed to execute what we need to execute, and we're going to ensure that we supercharge that going into the future.
Hegseth testifying yesterday on Capitol Hill. A Republican drive for South Carolina to join the national redistricting drive by redrawing its U.S. House map has fizzled. An initial vote in the state Senate fell short. A physician says a French woman being treated for hantavirus after being infected on the cruise ship is critically ill, being treated with an artificial lung. Watching Wall Street this morning, the stock futures are mixed so far. Dow futures down 121 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 237 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How many times are you going to walk into that outdated bathroom and think, I really need a bathroom makeover? Stop putting it off and transform your bathroom and your life in as little as one day with a beautiful, affordable shower makeover from Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Choose from custom designs tailored to your budget and style, including safety-focused features for beauty and peace of mind.
I've had a great experience from start to finish. The crew that came in, they were so professional. This looks like a marble, beautiful, new shower, and it was done all in one day.
Right now, we're waiving all installation costs, plus offering no interest and no payments for up to 1 year. Call now to schedule your free design consultation and quote. Call 800-384-3305. That's 800-384-3305. 800-384-3305. With purchase and installation, financing through third-party lenders, subject to credit approval. No interest and no payments if paid in full within 12 months. Charge from purchase date if not paid in full. Not all will qualify. Call dealer for details.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
In the last 30 minutes, we had a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near Connecticut Avenue and just a mile before the split at I-270. I'm looking at it live. They had the roadway completely blocked at one point. Now, the accident scene and a lot of the equipment is on the right side after the painted out area. So they're on the shoulder. Traffic is getting by. We're backed up to at least Route 29, not quite back to New Hampshire Avenue, but eventually it's going to go back there. So heads up if you're traveling west of 95 and around towards 270 and the Mormon Temple with an early delay on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58, 48 degrees in White Marsh and 50 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Brandon Scott is reacting to the federal indictment against the owner and operator of the cargo ship that caused the Key Bridge collapse. The mayor says the criminal charges support what the city has alleged from the beginning. The tragedy was not an unavoidable accident, but the result of horrendous corporate conduct. Mayor Scott says six innocent workers lost their lives and residents, businesses, commuters, taxpayers, and port communities have suffered enormous harm. The indictment alleges a year-long conspiracy to conceal dangerous conditions aboard the Dolly cargo ship, including falsify inspection records, misleading federal investigators, and operating the vessel in U.S. waters, despite known and undisclosed hazards.
And J.B. Jennings says the newly signed Utility Relief Act will provide modest relief to Marylanders, but does not go far enough to address rising energy costs. Jennings says during this year's General Assembly session in Annapolis, Republicans offered several amendments that would have delivered greater long-term savings. And last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 771. The Pick 4, 1301. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a rocky return last night for the left-hander, Trevor Rogers.
This is the 30th pitch this inning. Driven out into right center field. Cowser back, looking up. See ya! A 3-run home run for Grisham. And the Yankees lead 6-0.
Michael Kay with the call on the YES Network, and that was just the beginning as the Yankee lineup looking to break that four-game losing streak did it last night. That 5-run third broke the game open. 6-2 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Rogers and his return, not particularly effective, allowing 6 runs on 6 hits in 4 innings pitched. Here's his manager, Craig Albernez, after the game.
Tough to navigate that. It was the third inning, I believe, second or third inning with like 27 pitches. 3 walks, I mean, wasn't as sharp as it usually is, but it was good to see him back out there.
Off the IL with the flu. And a note on tonight's game, the game time has been moved to a 1:05 start this afternoon from its originally scheduled 6:35 p.m. And inclement weather in the forecast. Gates will open at 12 noon today. Elsewhere with the Orioles, more injury news. Left-handed reliever Grant Wolfram has been placed on the IL. Tyler Wells called up and pitched last night an inning. Dylan Beavers was scratched from the lineup last night as well as he was taking his turn in the batting cage. We'll have more on that at 6:35. Also coming up in 30 minutes, the rebuilding of the Ravens' offensive line. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, May 13, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up in this hour, woke lefties battle over free speech and protesting at Towson over an Israeli soldier. Cash Patel and Chris Van Hollen playing a drinking game yesterday on Capitol Hill. We've got the exchange, heated exchange on that one. But our top story here today, federal prosecutors have charged the ship operator ship owner and an employee in the Key Bridge collapse with criminal charges. 2 years after the container ship Dolly destroyed the Key Bridge, federal prosecutors bringing criminal charges against the ship's Singaporean operator, Synergy Marine Group, and, of course, the owner, Grace Ocean Private, and an employee as well, accusing them in an indictment unsealed yesterday of conspiracy, obstruction, and misconduct resulting in death. U.S. DOJ previously described the March 26, 2024 disaster as entirely avoidable, saying in a lawsuit filed later that year that the crew recklessly cut corners, ignored known electrical problems in the vessel that caused catastrophic harm, including the deaths of six highway workers. The indictment handed up last month alleges the company improperly used flushing pumps, which can cause blackouts since 2020, and hid their use of the pumps and lied to investigators. Prosecutors said they concealed material safety information from regulatory authorities to ensure that Synergy vessels could do business in U.S. ports and waters without delay, interference, or detention, and provided false documents and false statements to investigators after the disaster. Here's U.S. Attorney Kelly Hayes.
We look forward to pursuing our case at trial.
Those who are responsible for the ship's operation deliberately cut corners at the expense of safety.
The DOJ official, of course, Kelly Hayes, and others, talking here about the problem being the fuel supply pumps, which we just mentioned.
They forged safety inspections and certifications. They falsely claimed the ship was in good working order and then lied to investigators about their actions when they were questioned.
DOJ official James Paul talking about the cover-up that occurred right afterwards, and of course, those fuel supply pumps. Initially, the NTSB said there was a loose wire, if you remember correctly, and the ship is blaming that as a manufacturer defect. The ship is saying, the ship owners are saying, we had this was not criminal, this was not some conspiracy, this was a manufacturer defect, and that might be the case with a loose wire, but the fuel supply pumps are a different story.
If the Dolly had been using the proper fuel supply pumps, then the vessel would have regained power in time to safely navigate under the Key Bridge.
A civil trial with billions of dollars at stake, slated to begin June 1st, that's next month in U.S. District Court. Families of the victims, city government, Baltimore Gas and Electric, and local businesses are among dozens of parties that are suing. There's already been Maryland receiving a $2.25 billion settlement with the owners, operator of the ship. But with these criminal charges, this could double or triple whatever damages are deemed appropriate. And James Paul, the DOJ, says this sends a message to all ship operators and ports in the good old U.S. of A.
This indictment should send a message to all ship operators that circumventing safety requirements and breaking U.S. laws will not be tolerated.
Yeah, so we're going to get back here, and again, there's one thing to have some kind of manufacturer's defect and have civil claims. It's another when people have died as a result of negligence, criminal negligence, and then the cover-up that proceeded. So we'll give you the ship owner's statement, and we'll flash back to that day here on the show, because we had this a person call in that, remember, was doing electrical work in the port at the time, and there were known problems then, and he said they knew about them. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the big wreck on the Capitol Beltway happened right around 5:30 or so. Outer Loop, Connecticut Avenue in that area as you're starting down the hill eventually towards the Mormon Temple and around towards a ramp at 270. At one point, had the whole Beltway blocked on the Outer Loop in Montgomery County, and now the remains of that accident on the shoulder. Fire department's still there. We also have a trooper still there. But the lanes are open. The backup really didn't get too bad through the area. Wasn't quite back to New Hampshire Avenue, but is slow beginning around Route 29. So we have to keep an eye out for that as we're headed to the west. And then once we clear that, we'll be okay at River Road and around to the American Legion Bridge. Good ride through Annapolis early. No problems there at the Bay Bridge over towards I-97 and the top of the hill. The ramp traffic is still clear at I-97 at Route 32. Beltway, good to go locally along 695. And right now we're clear. The lanes open. No delays so far southbound at the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild today, high in the mid-70s. However, showers and storms could move in later this afternoon into late this evening. That's why the Oriole game has been moved up against the Yankees to a 105 start today instead of the 705. Overnight temps in the low 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, cool, breezy, and it will be in the low 60s because the storm front coming through going to drop some temperatures significantly as well. So right now, it's mostly sunny, 55 in Columbia, 58 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Famed film critic Rex Reed has passed away at the age of 87. He lived an amazing life. We give him 4 stars and 2 thumbs up.
There you go.
Yeah. So
I thought he was gone a long time ago.
No. So again, Siskel and Ebert, I think you're thinking of. I think both of them now passed,
right.
I believe.
Wow.
Southwest is hot. Temperatures in Phoenix this week, 110 degrees.
Yeah, but it's dry.
I'll take it.
It's hotter than Armageddon, but it is a dry Armageddon. You're right, Chuck.
Oh, that's right. What they always say.
Generation X pastime, hacky sack, is now popular among Generation Z.
Again?
I guess if the mullets are back, why not hacky sack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, of all things to bring back, why? Why? Yeah. Why the mullet?
It's really tough when you're doing hacky sack, because the challenge is bouncing that ball on your leg while holding a red Solo cup of beer. That's really difficult.
It's never hard for me, but anyway.
High gas prices have driven inflation number to 3.8%. That means with these high fuel bills, the average American family cannot afford to dole out $4,000 for a World Cup soccer game.
Shucks.
Yeah. So you have to cut somewhere.
Or just the train ride to get there.
Yeah. Americans are suffering from subscription fatigue, as people now pay for subscriptions for just about any product or service out there today. You can even get a subscription for toilet paper and underwear.
You brought it up, not me.
But you look at the reaction. The reaction is worth it. But if you cancel your TP subscription, you may need to up your underwear subscription.
Oh.
Just saying. Russia is offering suffering a troop shortage, in Ukraine. One soldier is so desperate. One soldier was missing part of his arm. He was sent back to the front lines. Look at that. Russian sending unarmed soldiers. To the front.
Aye, you look harmless.
Yes, exactly. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder. He's 76 years of age today.
A young man, only 12 years old, and he is considered as being a genius of our time. Little Stevie Wonder. How about that?
Just a wonderful time when I come by.
Every single one of those was a number one hit.
Yes, it was.
Every single one. Youngest artist ever to hit number one at 13 years of age.
Yep. Watching him come on stage.
Yeah. You think the younger generation would be embracing AI? Not so much. Commencement speech.
Good.
University of Central Florida took an awkward turn when the speaker praised AI. Here's part of Gloria Caulfield's speech.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
Is she crying?
What happened? Okay, I struck a chord. AI was not a factor in our lives.
And, you know, I think a lot of this is going on right now because they're seeing that there are a lot of layoffs right now in some of these big companies, and they're all being accredited to artificial intelligence taking over jobs from people at these companies.
Exactly.
And these graduates coming out of school right now that have spent 4 years studying whatever can't get a job
because they're competing with AI.
Yep.
So that's the reason why
it's
people
disgusting.
Are. Yeah, exactly. It's
absolutely
just,
disgusting.
Now, there's a place for it, agreeably.
Some places.
Yeah, but you got to be careful.
Don't air like, you know, the. Like AI.
We've seen your human hands.
Yes, I have human
air
hands.
On a great
and I have aired, sir.
Yes, like you have.
You're going, this report.
I mean, wasn't Max Headroom, wasn't he? Well, no, I guess he wasn't considered AI. Mm. Remember that Max Headroom thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even... I what
was it? It was animation.
He?
It was sort of like a animation, whatever it was. It wasn't AI. But it's great. It's funky now. It really is crazy. All right, Chuck C., we're off and running here on this Wednesday edition of the show, 620, 20 minutes after the hour. And a reminder that Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back its prices for its Memorial Day May sale. The entire month of May, not just Memorial Day, you get to save considerably, significant discounted savings on every single Rescue Natural supplement, whether it's the omega-3s, whether it's the multivitamins, whether it's the Ideal Weight Loss or the Sleep Aid, whatever your interest is. Whatever your favorite products are, maybe you just want to try some, head over to res-q.com today, and you can read all the reviews, you can read the ingredients, and also see all the supplements there on display. And these savings, again, are all the way through the end of this month. So take advantage right now of the already discounted prices at res-q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483 for the Memorial Day month rollback savings from Rescue.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. What do you think about the criminal charges now levied against Synergy, Grace Ocean, and one employee? His name is, I think it's Nair. We'll get the full name here in just a second. But again, what they're saying is, in the DOJ indictment, they did so to reap the benefit of conducting business in American ports, yet they cut corners in ways that risked lives and infrastructure. End of quote. And remember, the day of that morning when we were discussing it, we had an individual who had a friend who worked at the port, in which they were called as an electrician. They were called in to resolve an electrical problem, which was ongoing on the dolly. We were told that morning, I remember, specifically, that so there was knowledge on part of the ship owners and the ship employees and whoever was in charge of that electrical system that there were ongoing problems. Now, the NTSB said faulty wiring and a loose wire. Now, that's problem number one. Problem number two, I think, is the one that really caused it to hit the bridge, and that was the faulty the pumps that they were supposed to use, inappropriate pumps that should not have been used on that ship. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at some brief delays now, both the Harbor Tunnels, nothing major. 895 is slowing just a bit after the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 with four lanes available, still clear, coming down to the top of the hill here at O'Donnell Street and eventually into the tunnel and on down towards the ramps at 395. Still in very good shape around the Beltway. The west side begins to fill in now at Liberty Road towards I-70 and eventually down through Route 40 West. We're still moving good traffic there after Frederick Road. No problems at all. Capitol Beltway still hurting. The wreck on the shoulder on the outer loop in Montgomery County at Connecticut Avenue. And there may be another minor accident also in the area on the outer loop at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild today, mid-70s for your high, showers and storms later this afternoon and evening. Overnight temps in the low 50s. Things are going to cool off again for tomorrow. Cloudy, cool, breezy, low 60s. Right now, sunny, 57 in Ellicott City, 55 in Reisterstown. You know, it's rare to bring criminal charges against corporations, but it does happen. I do remember back in the day, 2012, remember BP. They agreed to plead guilty to felony manslaughter, environmental crimes, and obstruction of Congress in connection with the Deepwater Horizon explosion. That killed 11 people, caused the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history. They end up paying $4 billion in fines on that. And so I think that we'll see what happens. I mean, you still have to prove your case in court with these criminal charges against Synergy, Grace Ocean, and this individual employee who said he had no knowledge of the flushing pump problem. He said he should have been made aware of it. Goes to the culture on board that ship. You would think that if there was a problem aboard a ship getting ready to disembark from the port of Baltimore, that especially when it comes to steering and navigation, that they would have been known, but made aware of it. But yet, this is again what's causing the inappropriate use of the flushing pumps. The first power blackout is being blamed on the faulty loose wire. The second blackout, which caused the ship to lose its steering and navigation, was powerless and it just slammed into the key bridge. That is being blamed on the flushing pumps that they use. Synergy, now facing criminal charges, has released the following statement. They are saying, we are surprised and disappointed by this announcement that the U.S. Department of Justice is pursuing criminal charges. They're criminalizing a tragic accident. The allegations in the indictment are baseless, have nothing to do with the Dolly's collision with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The DOJ's reference to the vessel's use of flushing pumps, wholly irrelevant to the cause of the collision, or allision as it's called, because it's at sea, and runs contrary to the conclusions reached by the U.S. NTSB following their comprehensive 20-month maritime accident investigation. This was a maritime casualty that should be assessed through the full factual, technical, and regulatory record rather than selective mischaracterizations in a criminal indictment. The Dolly experienced a power loss due to a manufacturer's latent defect, a loose wire in the ship's electrical system. When that occurred, the vessel was approximately 3 ship lengths away from the Key Bridge, transiting at about 8.5 knots. Both the NTSB and well-respected maritime experts have conclusively determined the accident was inevitable due to the loose wire, which is in no way attributable to Synergy's operation of the vessel. They go on to say that the NTSB factual reports do not indicate that the probable cause of elision was because the Dolly was out of compliance with any code, law, regulation, or rule governing her operation, or with the builder's recommendations at the time of the elision. The Dolly and other vessels managed by Synergy also had a near flawless port state control record in the United States. So they said they're going to vigorously defend themselves against these, what they're calling, inaccurate allegations, and they're confident that they will prevail in court. So it's going to be a legal battle, especially when you have the death of 6 individuals involved here. These are, again, people can be held criminally liable for this. And, you know, you wonder, what did the captain know? What did the ship owners know? Especially about these ongoing electrical problems, you would expect that if it does go to trial, that you're going to see the people that worked on, including maybe the person that called, that person's friend here on the show that day, that they're going to be called in to testify. That why were they called in to work on the ship? What did they know about this ongoing electrical problem? And if I recall correctly, I think it happened twice while I was in port. They were called in once and then it go call back again because the problem reoccurred. So clearly people knew that were operating that ship. There were electrical problems aboard the Dolly that day and should never have departed until that electrical problem was 100% satisfactorily repaired, which it was not. All right, 6:29, your good buddy Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. He is the one that I'm going to trust when it comes time to downsize or right size or whatever you want to call it, sell my home, because I know Vinny and his agents work feverishly to make sure that your home sells. No matter what the market conditions are, right now we've got high interest rates, and right now the affordable housing remains at a premium, and so it's pretty much a seller's market right now. But whether it's a seller's market or a buyer's market, if you're in the market to sell your home, now'd be the time. We still have a little springtime left to get out there and sell your home and list it with Vinny. So the first thing you do is call Vinny, 410-709-7515, and he or one of his agents will come out, discuss your home. You'll talk about asking price, time frame, etc. Once you agree on both and you sign the dotted on the dotted line, your home is sold. Guaranteed, because of the database of over 12,000 people that are ready to purchase your home. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or online, vinnysteo.com. At 6:30, time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a 16-year-old foster child placed at Silver Oak Academy has been missing for more than 9 days. According to sources familiar with the case and public records obtained by Spotlight on Maryland, deepening scrutiny of a privately operated juvenile facility already facing calls for closure from local law enforcement, lawmakers, former staff, and residents. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a bipartisan coalition, 19 attorneys general, in urging the FDA to abandon draft guidance that would ease approvals for flavored e-cigarette products. Brown and the coalition say federal law requires that all e-cigarette products receive authorization from the FDA before they can be legally marketed or sold in the U.S. He says to date, the FDA has authorized only 45 e-cigarette products, but there are hundreds of thousands of e-cigarette varieties in multitudes of flavors that are currently available for purchase. The attorneys general have sent a letter to the FDA urging the agency to reconsider the draft guidance. And the man accused of kidnapping a Cockeysville middle school girl has now been indicted on two felony charges in Baltimore County Circuit Court. 34-year-old Oscar Argueta was arrested last month after he allegedly approached the student while she was walking to school, claiming to be a family friend, and convinced her to get into his car. Investigators say he drove the girl to several locations before dropping her off at school. Argueta is facing kidnapping, assault, and sex offense charges. And Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has appointed Terrence Benn as acting chief of the Howard County Police Department. Acting Chief Benn assumes the role following the retirement of former police chief Gregory Dare. Ball says acting chief Benn brings experience, leadership, and a true commitment to community policing, and he's confident in his ability to lead the police department forward. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the outer loop on the west side now. We're picking up the normal stuff there, 795 down through I-70 and eventually breaking loose at Frederick Road. So you drive it every day. You know where it is and you know what to do. Nothing major, though, on the roadway right now. And then the outer loop right here at the ramp area at Hartford Road, not bad at all. The inner loop at Park Heights Avenue, a little bright sunshine there, but still a good trip heading over eventually towards the ranch at 83. We're up to about a 7 to 10 minute delay and building now very quickly southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The Birds were hoping for a game changer, a change in fortune last night from Trevor Rogers back on the hill after battling the flu, but unfortunately, none was forthcoming.
And let's do it here in Baltimore. First pitch is swung on and driven to left field and deep. If it's fair, it's gone.
Back okay with the call on the Yes Network. The first pitch home run, only the appetizer last night as the Yanks bashed Rogers with a five-run fifth to pull away. 6-2 was the final. The Yanks snapping a four-game losing streak and the Birds failing to capitalize on Monday night's comeback win. And what of the left-hander, Trevor Rogers, 19 runs allowed now over his past 15 and a third innings. His ERA has ballooned to 5.77. His manager after the game.
I mean, he had the layoff. You know, he had tough to navigate that. It was the third inning, I believe, second or third inning with like 27 pitches.
Yeah, that was the killer right there. Now, shortly before the game, the O's were hit with a double whammy. Birds placing left-handed reliever Grant Wolfram on the 15-day IL with a lower back strain. Wolfram is the 18th Orioles player to land on the shelf this season. And then Dylan Beavers, just 30 minutes before the game, was scratched.
He was hitting in the cage before the game to get ready, and he felt something in his side and he's out of the lineup.
And that's all the manager had to say about that. Elsewhere in baseball, the Nats broke out last night. They were in Cincinnati.
Oh, this one's driven out to right. Carrying way back and out of here. Three quarters of the way up the bleachers for Dalen Lyle.
And Colco had the call on Nats TV. Lyle's two home runs as D.C. routes the Reds 10-4. They'll host the Birds this weekend at Nats Park. Ravens news, while Vivengo Ioane will get all the headlines as a first-round draft pick and a day-one starter, don't overlook the re-signing of John Simpson to the team in 2026. Simpson had been with the Ravens back in 2023, spent last two seasons with the Jets. The guard back for a curtain call this year with Baltimore.
It all starts in the trenches. Guard, tackle, center, no matter what, I feel like you got to be a dog if you're going to play on the O-line or D-line. Hey, listen, we got some dogs. We got some boys that's working right now.
Yeah, we shall see. Center, still a question mark for Baltimore. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. A patient Sabres power play in Montreal.
Sabres crowding the front of that. They work it to the front. Benson scores! Zach Benson! A power play goal! And a 3-2 Buffalo lead!
And that was the final. Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. The power play goal with 15-plus came in the third on his 21st birthday, no less, as the dream is still alive. And Buffalo Sabres win at 3-2. Series moves back to Buffalo tied at two games apiece. The time now is 6:37. When we return, where is the Orioles offense?
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
First off, good to see you.
Yeah, now welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. We just
traded weeks in Florida.
We did. We haven't seen each other in 2 weeks.
I know.
What are we going to do without each other?
I'm ready to go again.
Okay, exactly.
So you ask where the Orioles offense is. Where's the Orioles pitching as well? I think that is something that...
Well, first, let's answer this. Yes. Where are the Orioles?
Yeah, are the Orioles? They're like one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball.
They have one of the worst records, I think, bottom seven. They're 10 games back.
Yeah.
Like, when you hit 10 games back, back, and it's only May, what is today, 12, 13?
It's not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign at all. So the pitching, just to get back to that, they never landed the ace in the offseason, right, as we knew. They were hoping that Rodgers was going to be it, or maybe Kyle Bradish. Neither one has panned
out. They struggled.
And then the offense, I think they haven't scored what now, and I've been gone for a little while, so I could be off on this by a game or two, but they haven't scored more than four runs in six straight games.
Yeah.
And this was a lineup that, and I said this in the spring training, this is a lineup that could potentially have 430 home run hitters. If Tyler O'Neill were healthy, this is what I said in the spring, they could have 430 with Bisaccia, with Alonso, with O'Neill, with Taylor Ward.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah. And it's not materialized at all.
Yeah, they're just not. And some are just, look, you wonder how they're manufacturing runs on a nightly basis because they're just not getting the hitting and they're not getting the starting pitching. The bullpen's been okay.
The bullpen's been fine.
The bullpen has been the only thing that's really salvaged a part of the season.
But. Birds were 1-for-12 last night with runners in scoring position. I've got some sound from Mike Bordick, who was technically, in baseball technicals, was a terrific player.
Yeah.
And he talks about how today's ball player is not like that anymore.
A friend of mine talked with Cakes over the weekend, Jim Palmer, and said that he was going off on starting pitchers today.
Hmm.
It's just they don't have that same commitment, that same dedication to, getting into the sixth, seventh. And of course, back in Palmer's day, they used to go 8-9 innings on
Absolutely.
A regular basis.
Yeah.
I mean, there were no setup men.
If you didn't complete a game,
right,
they looked at you.
It's an entirely different mindset now, he says, and that's the reason why the pitching isn't as good.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Thank
6:40,
you.
20 minutes for the hour, 7 o'clock. So FBI Director Cash Patel went off on Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Swallow during a fiery exchange over accusations of excessive drinking. Here was the full exchange yesterday between Patel and the Maryland senator.
Multiple reports, including reporting by The Atlantic, have alleged episodes of excessive drinking, unexplained absences, and behavior that concerned current and former FBI and DOJ officials. You have publicly denied those allegations and filed a defamation lawsuit. So today, as you testify before Congress, is it your testimony that those allegations are categorically false?
Unequivocally categorically false.
So there have been no occasions during your tenure when FBI personnel were unable to promptly reach you?
Absolutely not. You can ask my entire workforce. They hear from me at every single hour of the day, as do these great gentlemen here, as do the men and women of the interagency and state and local law enforcement in the White House.
And so there have been no occasions when your security detail had difficulty waking or locating you, is that right?
Nope, it's a total farce. I don't even know where you get this stuff, but it doesn't make it credible because you say so.
I'm not saying it, Director Patel. It's been written and documented.
You are literally saying it.
No, I'm saying that these are reports, Director Patel. No.
And unlike your baseless reports, the only person that was slinging margaritas in El Salvador on the taxpayer dollar with a convicted gangbanging rapist was you.
You know, the fact,
only person that ran up a $7,000 bar tab in Washington, D.C. at the lobby bar
to me,
was you.
This
so the only individual in this room
allegations
that has been drinking on taxpayer dime during
are
the day.
Polygraphing.
You.
Director Patel, come on. These are serious allegations that were made against you. They're
in
the lawsuit that you filed.
You drinking margaritas with a gangbanger
actually,
is true and on
it just
video.
Goes to show you.
You running a $7,000 bar tab at the lobby bar
Patel,
has been filed by your own
this
office.
This goes to show.
During the day. That's sure. You.
He was ready. He was ready for that. And look, Cash Patel likes to party like anybody else does. I mean, he was seen at the with the Olympic hockey team in the locker room. So a guy blows off steam. Notice what the left always does. They go after character assassination. They did it with Pete Hegseth. They called him a drunk. Ted Kennedy was the biggest drunk in Washington, and that was okay. That was okay for the Democratic Party. And he was the biggest womanizer in Washington. That was okay. Remember Di Fi with the Chinese spy? Remember Eric Swalwell? I mean, two of the squeaky wheels, Swole, we'll get to Massey later on this morning, but two of these guys were the ones that usually cry the loudest are the ones that are most suspicious. So good for Cash Patel, but then they settled on a challenge. Each one of them apparently is going to take some kind of test. I don't know exactly what kind of test, but here's how that went.
I'll take any test you're willing to take.
I will take it, Director Patel. I'll take it. You ready to take it?
Let's go.
Yes or no?
Let's go. Side by side.
I'll take it.
You should have said, let's take it right now. Let's see if you have any alcohol in your system during this during this hearing. Maybe they should have, shots at 10 paces or something. You know, it's like tequila shots or something.
Sign me up.
Yeah. What was Ted Kennedy's favorite drink? Sex on the beach. That's what we heard. 6:43.
I thought it was scotch with water.
I was going to say something else, but I can't say that on a family radio show.
I know.
I do remember Hal Heflin, the former senator from Alabama, when he saw a picture of Ted Kennedy and Chris Dodd in one famous Washington restaurant, and they had a waitress in a kind of a precarious position. And the senator from Alabama says, I'll say, Senator, I'll see you change your position on offshore drilling. Unreal. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
The 295 right here at 175, typical ride. It's heavy southbound through that area. Northbound coming up from Powder Mill Road on the parkway looks good right now, up to eventually 197. Capitol Beltway, yeah, now the morning delays are there. Outer Loop, New Hampshire Avenue, the minor wreck at Route 29 has cleared. The big wreck started everything this morning. Outer Loop at the area Connecticut Avenue, that was completely blocking the roadway at one point more than an hour ago. Back to normal now, but they're still looking at it. I think some equipment may still be there on the right side. So a little bit slow, but the normal delay from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. Nothing major, but we're backed up now to 15-minute delays and building southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Filling in quickly on the outer loop at Hartford Road, the west side now with the normal delays already stacked up there from 795 down through Frederick Road, and then we're okay down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild today, mid-70s, chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon or evening. Right now we're looking at sunny skies, 56 in Ocean City, 57 in Parkfield. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Frank, give me a Pepsi free. You want a Pepsi, pal? You're going to pay for it.
Republican gubernatorial candidate in California, Steve Hilton, used to be a Fox host. He is being torn up online for what he's calling a street taco here in Barstow, California. Here was the audio.
So we just did a great town hall here in Barstow,
hub of the West. But very importantly, why am I holding a Barstow street taco right now? Because I just bought it at this historic location. Check it out. The original Del Taco. There it is. My Barstow street taco. I'm going to enjoy it. See you soon.
He was holding up a hard shell taco with cheese and a strategically placed tomato. But everyone knows that spending time in California, which I have, a street taco is a soft tortilla, not a hard shell.
No.
And usually it's a soft tortilla with some kind of protein, be it pork, beef, or shredded chicken, whatever the case may be. That's a street taco. Right. Not the hard shell taco.
That's the kind of stuff that falls on your foot.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Good stuff, though.
And you reach down and grab it and eat it anyway.
Del Taco's good stuff, man, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between Whataburger, In-N-Out, and...
never heard of Del Taco.
Whataburger was out there in Arizona as well when I was there, but...
Oh, there's a good place there in Sedona.
Yeah.
Had good taco.
And the other one was Der Wiener Schnitzel. That was another big one out there. These little ski chalet that hot dogs every imaginable way you want.
Maggie house? Was waiting table when she first started.
No, there's a place in York called Wiener World.
And you would know about it.
No, because I used to pass by it in another place I worked.
You never stopped there?
I didn't, and I wanted to.
You never stopped for a wiener?
I never stopped for I can't go on.
All right.
Get ready to flag it.
I never stop for wieners.
I flagged that. How about tamale wagons?
McDonald's putting together an under $3 menu and a $4 breakfast meal deal. Hey, this is a good price. Listen to this. You can get for $3 sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit or a sausage burrito, hash browns, and then the McChicken, the McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, medium, soft drink. Yeah, they've got a really good value meal deal going on right now at McDonald's, so check it out.
And coffee's cheap for us wieners.
Yeah.
Our skeezers. Why did I do that? Geezer, wiener. Oh, my.
Geezer's wiener.
Maggie here, would you like to make an announcement?
I don't want to make an announcement.
Okay, all right. Smoothie King and Grillo's are turning pickles into a smoothie. I think I'll pass on that one.
So why?
Not sure I can do it.
So will Chuck.
You don't want a pickle smoothie? Or a smooth pickle?
I would rather just drink Ipecac. It's probably the same thing.
Ipecac's good on the crushed ice.
Yes. Popeyes is serving up new honey barbecue chicken sandwich for the summer. Good stuff. Smoky honey barbecue sauce. Which,
I had this chicken sandwich yesterday at Chili's. This thing they're advertising on TV. This thing is massive. And I was eating it. Finally had to cut it with a knife and a fork. It was so damn big.
Really?
An hour to eat.
How big was the breast?
It was a B cup.
Oh, I'm just saying. It's a, you know, was it a super-sized breast or something? Because normally the chicken they give you on most of these chicken sandwiches is
tiny.
And what
do they use to make it super-sized?
The roll itself was about 4 inches across.
Yeah. All right. That's a pretty
big sandwich.
That's a big one.
Not really.
And somebody else bought lunch, so I didn't pay for it, so it was all right.
Yeah, when do you ever pay for it? Well, Shake Shack welcoming the 26 summer shakes included the chocolate toasted marshmallow, s'more shake. Ooh, listen to this key lime pie shake. Ooh, might have to try that.
I bet that's good.
Yeah. A strawberry lemonade drink as well. And finally, Lunchables just made a charcuterie ring. Just what you need when you're having a Lunchable, snackable, you want to do charcuterie.
That's meat, right? No.
Charcuterie is a combination of cheeses and meats and nuts and figs and things of that nature. So, again.
Quite
and,
the protein.
And
yes.
You could, if you really wanted to, if you're on a budget, you could do a wiener charcuterie, Maggie.
Well, chop up the wiener and strategically place it on a plate.
Absolutely.
Excuse me?
On a board.
Ah.
You know? Very good. So,
yeah, very good.
The trip to Wiener World now. We'll have a field trip.
It's closed. They closed it.
Oh, they closed it.
Wiener World is no more, sadly.
Okay. You closed it. You probably closed the joint down.
I did, night. I
6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Our friends at Town Appliance, both mayors who run the place, are just incredible guys. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing. Look, when you go into Town Appliance, they want you as a customer for life. They do everything they can to help you out. And which I've been doing over the last several months, just trying to buy a refrigerator. It's been an adventure, but they've been helpful every step of the way because their current refrigerator is about 20 years old, and the new ones are taller, wider, and now they have these new requirements that you have to have a shutoff valve on the water line going into your refrigerator. So it has been an experience, but thanks to Marimera, they've made it really enjoyable. So certainly we'll be getting that installed here in the very near future. You should check it out. They've got for every kind of budget, single appliances, entire kitchen upgrades, high-end products like Bosch and Sub-Zero and others. So that's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up, Maryland's Medicaid fraud is just tip of the iceberg. Happened on the Eastern Shore. We'll tell you all about that. The city's got a $64 million budget shortfall. Coming up at the top of the hour, two Maryland Republican delegates are being called on to apologize for what is being called a, air quotes, racist video regarding a Chinese-born Maryland delegate by the name of Chow Wu. We'll tell you all about that. We've got some of the audio of the podcast in question. And a little bit later on, new presidential primary poll is out for 2028. You might be surprised at who leads and by how much. Stay tuned for that. We'll get your thoughts on that as well. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the man who loves to barter for lunch, Chuck Whitaker.
No, it was just a
treat.
A friend of mine. Treat.
Okay, just a treat.
Just a treat. Like this show.
Sure, it's a good trick or treat, is what it is.
The outer loop of the Beltway now looks like there may be an incident just south of I-70. I'm looking at this. I'm looking to see if they're trying to get this to the shoulder on the outer loop down around the bridge at Crosby Road. There's still some flashing lights there. They may be crowding the left inside lane. So there's going to get a backup there very quickly. Some flashing lights. There may be just enough room there that they can get off to the shoulder. Big construction area, of course, on the west side Beltway. But I see the flashing lights down around the bridge at Crosby Road. So just to make sure, when you come under I-70, I would be in the center and the right-hand lane. Nothing major towards Annapolis right now. Still clear at the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. Top of the hill still clear. That'll change in about a half an hour on I-97 with the buildups beginning there about 7:30 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild today and sunny and in the mid-70s until the rains are going to come. We're expecting some showers and storms later this afternoon into this evening. Overnight temps in the low 50s, cooling things down again tomorrow. It's been up and down, roller coaster ride all month long. It gets hot, it gets cold. Now it's going to get cool again, low 60s for tomorrow. Right now, 57 and sunny in 756 under sunny skies in downtown Baltimore. Last week at Towson University, in a video that went viral just about a week ago, a confrontation over free speech and protest rules spilled into the national spotlight. At issue here was an individual, an Israeli Army reservist by the name of Adi Carney, setting up a booth, much like Charlie Kirk used to do, inviting students to ask him anything. And it took place in a public use area on campus. The school is saying is they did not get any advance notice that this individual was setting up a booth. And, of course, on the booth's sign, Carney said he'd spent time in Gaza, encouraged people to talk with him about the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. I've got some audio of one protester went up and just took the sign down off of the booth and just ripped it into shreds. And then another pro-Palestinian type was yelling at Carney, calling him a terrorist. Here's what it sounded like.
Whoa!
I'm a terrorist, bro. Get off my shit. Do something. Do something.
Why you walking a terrorist?
I'm not going to be.
We're not paying $30,000 a year. $30,000 for tuition to have a terrorist.
Yeah, you're a blanket terrorist. He said, get off my campus. In a statement to the Baltimore Sun, Towson University officials said on May 7th, an unaffiliated outside group held a demonstration in Towson University's public use space. Towson officials and Office of Public Safety were on site to monitor the situation and communicated with participants regarding the policy and available public use areas, including the field next to the Towson Town parking garage. The unaffiliated demonstrators left on their own accord without being asked to do so by Towson officials. So we're looking at what the university policy is, and they have something called for expressive activities, and their policy allows students, faculty, and staff to engage in protected speech, protest, marches, and demonstrations in designated campus areas, including Freedom Square and Speaker's Circle. The policy states the school does not restrict speech based on viewpoint and says the university is committed to enforcing rules in a content-neutral manner. But they do have a policy for outside groups requiring that they, if they're seeking to hold outdoor demonstrations, they get approval at least one business day in advance and to coordinate with campus safety officials. That apparently did not happen here. So thank goodness it didn't get any uglier than that. But it brings into question here that, and while I applaud Towson for allowing people on campus, they say they don't restrict freedom of speech. Well, when they have these designated areas, that is a form of restriction. You can only do it on a certain area on campus and then only under the watchful eye And I understand about campus safety. They don't want things to get out of hand. I think there should be individual there. But it seems to me that it's always the conservatives and or, in this case, an Israeli soldier that's getting rousted or getting the short end of the stick when you go in these restricted free speech zones. We all remember Riley Gaines when she was under assault and locked in a room. I think it was at San Francisco State or one of the colleges and universities in San Francisco. I remember years ago, Ann Coulter would be routinely hit with pies in the face, and they would be disrupted. They would bring whistles into many of these college halls and everything and just blow whistles and wouldn't even hear what the speaker had to say. That's what the left does. The left is intolerant of intellectual diversity. The left is intolerant of opposing views. There is constant viewpoint discrimination in a lot of our college campuses and universities. That's what Charlie Kirk was all about. And he played by the rules. He got the approvals. He got the campus security. He hired his own security. Unfortunately, they took him out because I think Charlie Kirk would have been president one day, and he threatened a lot of people. But here in Towson, again, I just think that, and what happened on October the 7th, we're now getting a bigger or better picture. It's actually more horrifying than we'd ever imagined. It was beyond imaginable. It was beyond evil. The barbarism, the savagery that occurred on that day when Hamas went in captured and took a lot of hostages. So, again, it's sad. And we had it in New York again the other night where children were being attacked outside of a synagogue in New York City. So, again, Towson, kudos to at least allowing people to set up, but I think that you need to do a better job making sure that people are kept safe. It's 7 o'clock. Up next, two Maryland delegates refuse to apologize for their podcast.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. You might think the Iran war would top the agenda of President Trump's talks with China's Xi Jinping in Beijing, but Mr. Trump says that's not the case.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control. We're either going to make a deal or they're going to be decimated. So one way or the other, we win.
Mr. Trump is now on his way to the summit with a bevy of U.S. tech, industry, and financial leaders in tow. Mr. Trump says this is going to be a very exciting trip. A lot of good things going to happen. The Missouri Supreme Court has handed Republicans a redistricting win, the court rejecting a Democrat challenge to a new GOP-friendly congressional map. And while Republicans have enjoyed a good deal of success in redistricting, a GOP redistricting effort in South Carolina has failed, an initial vote in the state Senate falling short.
President Donald Trump had urged South Carolina to redraw its U.S. House map ahead of the November elections. The state House had previously voted in favor of letting lawmakers return after the regular session ends this week to consider redistricting. But the Senate also had to approve taking up redistricting. The 29-17 vote failed with just two votes short of the two-thirds needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democrat discord. Democratic National Committee Chair Ken Martin is losing the confidence of some party officials. They're concerned about the direction of the party's political machine barely a year into Martin's term. Major donors are not giving. Liberal influencers publicly question Martin's refusal to release an internal report on the party's shortcomings. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 132 points. NASDAQ futures up 221 points, S&P futures better by 17. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare has proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway is pretty much to the left-hand side and maybe behind the painted out area just after Crosby Road and after I-70. So the trooper is there, but they're looking at it. They can see it. We're going to be backed up to the ramp area going back towards 795 again, just to make sure the outer loop traffic south of I-70 stay in the center and the right-hand lane, picking up the normal delays now on the Parkville side of the Beltway, beginning in and around the area at Hartford Road. Both the tunnels now getting delays anywhere south from Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Bel Air, 51 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that 9 Eastern Shore family members were indicted by an Anne Arundel County grand jury for allegedly engaging in a scheme to defraud the Maryland Medicaid program. Attorney General Anthony Brown announced Tuesday all the defendants are related by either blood or marriage, officials said. And when minutes matter, Baltimore County firefighters warn the county can no longer guarantee a rapid response. Firefighters say delays are growing, particularly when emergency medical service units are not immediately available. Redmer said the Baltimore County Fire Department is facing its own crisis as it responds to emergencies across the county. And Governor Moore signed the Utility Relief Act on Tuesday, a sweeping piece of energy legislation aimed to save Marylanders money. However, Republicans have been critical of the bill, saying the estimated $150 annual cost savings doesn't go far enough. The bill includes a number of provisions, including funding for certain clean energy projects, mechanisms to strengthen the grid. It ensures data centers cover more of the cost associated with their energy demand. And it makes changes to the Empower Maryland Energy Efficiency Program, which is where a bulk of the annual savings will come from. And a Baltimore County police officer rescued a dog stranded on the rooftop of a two-story townhouse in Dundalk Tuesday night. On the evening of May 12th, officers were called to the 300 block of Pine Street for reports of a dog stranded and unable to safely get down from a rooftop, police said. When officers arrived, they spoke with a neighboring resident who allowed police into their home so Officer A. Flores could go through a second-floor rear window and climb onto the rooftop. And it's been nearly 3 decades since a 13-year-old girl's body was discovered in Woodlawn, and homicide detectives are still searching for answers in the case, according to county police. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 771. The pick 4, 1301. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium, and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800, to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Baltimore, beautiful morning in Baltimore. Birds are out there chirping, but that wasn't the case last night at Camden Yards.
Well, now you have an opportunity to get out of it without giving anything up. Here's Rushman. Let's see if they turn two. There's one. two. Had a couple chances at it. Finally turned the double play.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. The bases loaded, no outs. Bottom of the third. Birds come up empty. Nothing across. 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position in all last night as Baltimore drops game two of the series 6-2 to the Yankees. After the game, manager Albernaz was asked about that Oriole threat that went by the wayside.
Yeah, base loaded, nobody out. No Ward hit the fly ball. Shortish, you know, and... yeah, then grab ball double play. Yeah, it was tough. Allie put a good swing on it, though, but Warren did a good job of making pitches. You know, he's tough to square up.
Orioles offense scoring fewer than four runs for the sixth straight game, and after 43 games of the regular season, the Birds are 10 games back of Tampa Bay in the American League East. Coming up in 30 minutes, Jesse Minter with a message to the rookies in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the local call-in number and the 800 outside the metro. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Tommy Massey's girlfriend problem. After calling out President Trump, it seems like he might have an issue. He better police his own house. 28 presidential primary poll is out. You might be surprised who leads the Democrats and the Republicans and by how much. But our top story here today is two Maryland Republican delegates, one from Anne Arundel County, Delegate Brian Chisholm, and the other delegate, Mark Fisher, are being called out by the Democrats, led by Speaker Jocelyn Pena Melnick, and others, for what is being termed a racist offensive video. And this stems from a podcast they do called The Dumbest Bill in America. And the bill that we're speaking about was introduced by a Howard County, Montgomery County delegate, Chow Wu, who get to more of him in just a second, who had introduced a bill that didn't even make it out of committee. And this bill would have made, as far as, it had to do with artificial intelligence. And it was, again, something that I don't think it ever, it could have passed, but it didn't even make it out of committee. And this bill obviously would have required companies that develop generative artificial intelligence systems to disclose information about the data used to train them. And one wonders, what was the origin of this bill? Why was Wu introducing this bill? What was his concerns? And we'll get to his background here in just a second. But the noise, you got to pay attention to the signal. The noise about this is the Democrats are upset that one of their own may have been outed as a student of the Thousand Talents program, which is a Chinese Communist Party-inspired program. And this guy was the head of the Chinese Students and Scholars Association, a Thousand Talents program at the University of Maryland. So more on that in just a second. But in this podcast, they're focusing on two things, actually three things, that were said. Here's Delegate Brian Chisholm talking about an ancient a Chinese proverb, which does exist, by the way. I looked it up. This is a Chinese proverb. They're saying that Chisholm used a Asian accent and that is offensive.
There's a saying in China that only catch fish in muddy water. So, and what that means, and this is true, Mark, in China, they do not want their businesses are actually encouraged to lie to American investors. That's just fact.
Only catch fish in muddy water. That is the proverb. And again, the second part of it, they're saying is Delegate Fisher, because Delegate Wu does speak kind of broken English. He's very hard to understand, and Delegate Fisher pointed that out.
how did this guy win from Howard County? Okay, because he can, you can barely understand what he's saying. Let's just put this out here.
Yeah, and that's the point. They're saying this is offensive, and they said the fact that they called him a Chi-Com is even more offensive. They're calling for both of these men to apologize. Yesterday, Delegate Chisholm appeared on the Kim Klasick Live program and saying, look, what he's saying is factual, and he did not apologize, refuses to apologize. And what's offensive here, really, is the actual Delegate Wu and his background and how he was able to infiltrate federal government, including defense contractors with sensitive technologies. We'll tell you what the FBI had to say about the Thousand Talents program, of which he is a member, and how does he snake his way into the federal government and then gets to be elected in Annapolis. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second, but this was all about the noise. Coming up next, we'll focus on the actual signal. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Now, keep in mind, they had a wreck there. It was minor on the outer loop south of I-70 and after the bridge at Crosby Road. So with that, it's just adding to the normal heavy traffic coming down from 795, working its way through there. It gets better. We see it's all back into the green shading as we look at the data going south from there down towards 95. Both the tunnels, yeah, you'll have some backups there. City County Line area now on 95, 895 back into the area at Moravia Road. So far, the JFX looks good. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild today and sunny, mid-70s. Showers and storms later this afternoon and this evening. Low 50s, cloudy, cool, breezy tomorrow in the 60s. Sunny and 58 in Pasadena, 57 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump is in China getting ready for an official state visit. A very busy day today. He took off yesterday for this major summit with Xi Jinping with tech titans in tow. It looks like a who's who. A full list of business executives joining the president, and including Tim Cook of Apple, Elon Musk of Tesla, Larry Fink of BlackRock, you name it, Chuck Robbins of Cisco, just about everybody and their mother in every major corporation is in tow. So that kind of was a little bit concerning. And then we've got the Iran thing. There are published reports out there that the president, and I would be very careful until you hear it from the president himself, he's about ready to accept $1 trillion of Chinese money investment, allowing them to build factories here in the United States. I have not heard the president say that. We've got people like Laura Ingraham kind of overreacting to those reports in the Wall Street Journal and Raw Story and other, I guess, not really reputable publications, let's put it that way. But Iran is going to be on the top of the list here because the Chinese do buy a lot of oil from Iran. And on the Iran war yesterday, before he took off, here's what the president said.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control. We're either going to make a deal or they're going to be decimated. So one way or the other, we win.
Yeah, one way or the other, we are going to win. As I said, nothing's going to happen while he's in China, but we'll wait and see what happens afterwards. The president was asked about, will the 2026 midterm elections be secure?
Okay, midterm elections, would you send the National Guard or ICE to voting locations in November? Would you do that?
Well, you know what? I'd do anything necessary to make sure we have honest elections. We have to have honest elections.
So you're not ruling that out? Yes. Yes. Quick question, Mr. President.
And the president had to put a reporter in place yesterday after she said his ballroom that he's constructing had doubled in cost.
So what happened is we have a ballroom that's under budget. It's going up right here. I've doubled the size of it because we obviously need that. And we're right now on budget, under budget, and ahead of schedule. I doubled the size of it, you dumb person. Double the size.
Cuba. What about
you? You are not a smart person.
What about the
president? Yeah, it's logical. If you double the size, it's going to double the cost, and that's exactly what happened. Trump also said that the Russia-Ukraine war will end very soon. And you wonder why Greenland's been very quiet? Well, the Greenland leader is admitting that the U.S. military presence in the island is part of ongoing negotiations with Washington. President Wong said he wanted Greenland. It looks like they're going to, at this point, set apart three different areas of Greenland that will be monitored, be considered sovereign U.S. territory within Greenland that will be patrolled and controlled by the U.S. military. So quiet negotiations are occurring there. Senate confirmed Trump nominee Kevin Warsh as Fed governor, clearing the way to replace Jerome Powell, and that might clear the way for lowering interest rates in the near future. Dr. Marty Makary of Johns Hopkins, FDA commissioner, has resigned his position yesterday as the FDA commissioner. He led the agency for 13 months. Multiple outlets are reporting that Makary was going to be fired because he wasn't getting along with other health department officials. President Trump said yesterday he's a good man, but there were reports that there were disagreements with the president himself, with Secretary Kennedy and others over some vaccine issues and also vaping as well. Again, we'll have to wait and hear from Marty Makary himself before we make any further conclusions. A neo-Nazi who may have been interacted with would-be Donald Trump assassin Thomas Crooks Online revealed himself to be Bjorn Leif Helmerud of Norway. Helmerud admitted to being in contact with Crooks in his YouTube account, believed to be of course, he was the 2024 Butler attempted assassin who nearly took the president's life. So what was, why was a neo-Nazi in touch with Thomas Crooks online? We have not heard from the FBI or the Secret Service on that. President Trump is being criticized for what is being called a malicious trolling of the two former presidents and the Speaker of the House. He's got a picture of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and crazy Nancy Pelosi swimming in sewage in the reflecting pool. That has set the left's hair on fire, as you might imagine. Five South Carolina Senate rhinos voted to block redistricting in that state. Again, this is the same state that's given us rhinos like Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, and others. So there's a big rhino establishment there. But there's still a chance that the redistricting plan could go forward. We'll keep you in touch with that. A federal appeals court has paused the lower court ruling against Trump's backup tariff plan, so that can go proceed as scheduled for the moment. So that's a look at what happened on day 479 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, what's all this firestorm about Chao Wu, the Maryland delegate? We'll get into the Washington Examiner piece and what delegates Chisholm and Mark Fisher were trying to point out. The really offensive part of the video is how the CCP has got entanglements, and they've got folks embedded in many parts of government and in the State House of Annapolis and also out in California as well. You're listening to KCN Company.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
The Rob Carson Show.
MAGA supported Donald Trump is 98 to 100%. It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, you can dream all you want. You can come up with some sort of idiotic headline that says MAGA support is slipping. It's not. You don't even know what we've been through. You don't even know how devoted we are to the movement. It is meant to preserve the union. It is based on how corrupt and awful this union had become and taking our country back from the forces of darkness that have made it so awful.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a report of a minor wreck on the VW Parkway southbound at 175. And looking at the camera shot, which is down through the trees, we can see it's very slow southbound. It's reported as minor, but anything there, and of course the parkway was built with two lanes each way, and it's still, 70 years later, still two lanes each way. So anything happens, we get a backup. I don't think the northbound side can see it, so not much of an impact there. The Beltway here is really jammed up, and we started about 45 minutes ago. They had a wreck on the outer loop south of the bridge at Crosby Road. I still see the troopers' lights down there in the distance. There is a shoulder there, just barely in that construction zone, but they're looking at it, and they're bogged down right there. So it's backed up even a little bit beyond 795, and 795 could be a little slow as well. There's a new wreck in the city over on the west side, busy intersection at North Avenue at Hilton Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's sunny, mild today, mid-70s, maybe a chance of a thunderstorm later on this afternoon or evening, low 50s tonight, mostly sunny, 57 in Forest Hill, 58 in Dundalk. So the Chinese have this program called Thousand Talents, and these are people that are loyal to the Chinese Communist Party. They are sent over to the United States to study in our universities, to infiltrate our government, and to steal our technology for China. Just yesterday, we heard of a Southern California mayor in Arcadia, Eileen Wang. She's now pleaded guilty to acting as an illegal agent for the Chinese government, translation spy, and has resigned. It's unclear why China actually wanted a secret agent at the helm in Arcadia, California. But this is, they trickle up. They start in like school boards, and then they go, they get elected in local small towns, and they work their way into government, into positions of responsibility. Here's Samantha Vinograd, former American government official, commenting on Eileen Wang.
At this point, it's not entirely clear why Eileen Wang conducted these activities. There are specific requirements for U.S. citizens who are conducting activities on behalf of a foreign government. You can actually spread narratives on behalf of the Chinese government. You just have to register as a foreign agent.
Yeah, you got to register. You have to disclose that you're a foreign agent for a foreign government, which she did not. And again, here at home, this is why delegates Chisholm and Fisher were concerned, because Democrat delegate Chao Wu of Maryland was born in Hubei, China. And he served as president of the University of Maryland's chapter of the Chinese Students and Scholars Association. And he was once affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party's Thousand Talents program. Now, the CSSA was established to monitor Chinese students and mobilize them against views that dissent from the CCP. And its individual chapters are overseen by the CCP's United Front Work Department. It's a global network of party loyalists tasked with gathering intelligence and exerting influence, according to the State Department. This according to a Washington Examiner article in 2025. Wu has been flagged because of part of his Thousand Talents program membership, which, as the FBI says, is a Chinese government-backed industrial espionage operation. All right. What is known, however, is that despite Wu's links to two established CCP influence groups, he landed jobs within the federal government and at firms dealing in sensitive technologies. That should never be allowed to happen. Who is vetting these people? Again, there's an abject failure of vetting people in these crucial government positions. One of Wu's first jobs after completing his doctorate was as a software development fellow during the Obama regime at the FDA. Then he becomes a senior electrical engineer at Maryland Aerospace, a mid-sized defense contractor working on projects including drones for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and NASA. And again, the CSSA chapter at Maryland was embroiled in a massive industrial espionage scandal in 2005. An investigation conducted by the French newspaper Le Monde found that a CSSA chapter had served as a hub for a Belgian-based economic espionage network that included hundreds of Chinese spies working at various levels of European industry. According to the FBI, the CCP pushes members of its Thousand Talent program to steal foreign technologies needed to advance China's national, military, and economic goals. Often members of the programs are required to share trade secrets with the CCP, subject themselves to Chinese laws, and recruit other individuals, usually their colleagues, into the program. Law enforcement has caught members of the initiative stealing American military technology, and the NIH had dozens of open investigations into the behavior of individuals associated with the program as of June 2020. The value of intellectual property stolen by those involved in the Thousand Talents program, of which Delegate Wu was a member, in some cases approaching $1 billion. And during his time at Maryland Aerospace, Wu worked on the design, simulation, and control of small satellites and UAVs. Drone technology has since become a point of contention between the United States and China. So Wu and the Maryland Democrat Party have not responded for requests for comment other than to call what the delegates Chisholm and Fisher said and describe it as racist and offensive. What is offensive to me is that we have members of the Chinese Communist Party in the Thousand Talents program being allowed to infiltrate federal government and now state government here in Annapolis and in Maryland. So that is the signal. That's what we should be paying attention to, not the noise that has been created by the Democrat Party over a Chinese proverb and not being able to understand a guy with broken English. Stay tuned. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports it's been nearly three decades since a 13-year-old's body was found in Woodlawn, and homicide detectives are still searching for answers in the case, according to Baltimore County Police. On May 12, 1999, officers were called to the area of Cafern Drive after children saw something wrapped in a sheet. And Maryland has finalized a $2.25 billion settlement with the owner and operator of the cargo ship Dolly over the vessel's March 26, 2024 collision with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Attorney General Anthony Brown announced Tuesday the settlement with Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine resolves the state's claims tied to the bridge collapse and its impacts, including claims pursued by the Office of the Attorney General's Civil Litigation Division on behalf of the state and its agencies. Those agencies include the Maryland Transportation Authority, the Maryland Port Administration, and the Maryland Department of the Environment. And nine Eastern Shore family members were indicted by an Anne Arundel County grand jury for allegedly engaging in a scheme to defraud the Maryland Medicaid program, Attorney General Anthony Brown announced Tuesday. All of the defendants are related by either blood or marriage, officials said. Corey Davis, 49, of Salisbury, is a support broker who owns Infinite Abilities LLC, according to officials. That company provides support broker services to people with developmental disabilities that participate in the self-directed services program. Davis is charged, along with six of her daughters, her son-in-law, and her sister-in-law, with defrauding Medicaid, a state health plan involving a value of more than $1,500. And a Baltimore County police officer rescued a dog stranded on the rooftop of a two-story townhouse in Dundalk Tuesday night. On the evening of May 12th, officers were called to the 300 block of Pine Street for reports of a dog stranded and unable to safely get down. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels southbound backed up to at least the Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road area. So 20 to 25 minute delays. That's the normal stuff these days on the southbound side, both at 95 and through the Old Harbor Tunnel. The Beltway west side, in addition to the normal delay, still has the wreck in the median pulled off against the wall on the outer loop near the bridge at Crosby Road. So between I-70 and Route 40, they're looking at it. It's just adding to the backup coming south from Pikesville. On the BW Parkway, the data is not showing any major backing, but there was a report of an accident southbound on the parkway near 175, and it's really heavy northbound coming up from Powder Mill Road through the ramps at 197. Most of that is the normal delay. The backup now towards Annapolis is in place. I-97 is slowing southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. They are the total game changer. The Orioles' offense has been confounding this season, to say the least. Not a game changer. After last night's 6-2 loss to the Yanks at Camden Yards, a team that ranks 11th in the majors in runs, has scored four or fewer for the sixth straight game. Holes are everywhere in the lineup, according to former Oriole Mike Bordick.
But I don't see a lot of confidence with so many of these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you send Kobe out for hitting 180, are you going to send Alexander out for hitting 180?
Mayo now actually a 162. Colton Cowser, who replaced Dylan Beavers last night in the lineup, 171. Alexander actually up at 221 as we speak. Gunner's at 201, and despite an uptick in power numbers, Pete Alonso's still hitting at just 211. Game time change today. The Birds have moved the originally scheduled 6:35 start tonight to 105 actually this afternoon, with inclement weather on the way. Tough matchup, Kyle Bradish for Baltimore, left-hander Max Fried for New York. The Birds are just 1-9 this year, speaking of can't hit against left-handers on the season. And aside bar, after 20 years of keeping the grounds beautiful at Camden Yards, last night was the final game for O's head groundskeeper Nicole Sherry. She will be joining the state of Maryland as Assistant Secretary of Plant Industries and Pest Management for the Department of Agriculture. Elsewhere in baseball, it was an historic last night in Philadelphia.
That's hit well. Oxford right center field. This has got a chance. It's big out there, and it is gone! His fifth consecutive game with a
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. That game was actually at Fenway. It was the fifth straight game that Kyle Schwarber has homered, and Don Mattingly wins his 900th career game as manager, 2-1 last night over the Red Sox at Fenway. Ravens, meanwhile, in Owings Mills, preparing for their next team-wide activity. That'll begin this coming Monday, the 18th of May. These voluntary practices mark the start of Phase 3 of the 2026 off-season workout program. Head coach Jesse Minter with a message to the rookies.
The message for those guys is, like, every day has to be the most important day of your career now.
you know, if you really want to make it and you really want to find that consistency, like every meeting, every rep is the most important rep.
NBA last night, the Spurs moved a step closer to the Western Conference Final with a 126-97 drubbing of the Timberwolves. San Antonio leads that series 3-2. NHL last night, Sabres tied the Canadiens 2 games apiece with a 3-2 road win at the Forum. Vegas taking a 3-2 lead on the Ducks. The time now is 7:37. When we return, there'll be no Triple Crown this year at the Preakness.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
You know, Sean, it's interesting. We've known for months that the Preakness wasn't really going to be anything this year.
Right.
It's not even in Baltimore.
Right.
But now the reality, I think, is finally starting to set in. These last couple of weeks after the Derby, people now are just, you know, finally coming into grips with the fact that it's not in Baltimore. It's not 100,000 people. There's going to be no Triple Crown potential. And it's just sad. I mean, this week is just really sad in terms of horse racing here.
Whatever happened to the bonus they used to offer? They still offer that? If you run in all three races, didn't they give a bonus for the Kentucky if you do win the Triple Crown? I thought there was some kind of financial incentive.
Yes, there is a financial incentive. But I think what's happening now, and it's obvious, is that the horses just can't do the turnaround.
Yeah.
They just can't come back 2 weeks later.
How did Secretariat do it? How did all the other Man of War? How did all these other great horses do it? Is it now more horse safety, or is it again? You get these owners who want to protect their stud fees. What's driving this bus?
I think it's all about the money. I mean, it's just like Major League Sports in general. The players today, and now the horses today, just aren't the same as they used to be. They're trained differently. They're brought up differently. Everything's different.
So do we push the Preakness back a week or so?
I think there's two things that need to be done. I think the Preakness does need to be pushed back, and then therefore the Belmont will have to be pushed back as well. That's number one. Number two, you know, Pimlico, I know it's a long shot, but Pimlico has to make a comeback. They have to be able to have...
For one race a year?
No. They've got to rebuild the area. They've got to make Pimlico a place to be again, not just one time a year.
Yeah.
Because you've got to get 100,000 people back in that building. Without 100,000, even at 63,000 a couple years ago, it wasn't the same like it used to be.
Right.
And I'm not saying you have to have the toilet bowl races in the infield and all that stuff they used to have before. But you got to have it's got to be a place to be.
You ever been on the infield?
Yeah, I have been on the infield.
As have I.
It's when I was 40 years younger, but that's a whole other story. Okay? But you got it. The place has to be teeming with people.
I was there the year Aloma's Ruler was running.
Oh, my God. What was that?
83, I think? 83. Is just incredible. But
so sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It was a great race, and hopefully we can get it back. But I just don't. I have doubts. We'll see what happens.
Thanks,
Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. President Trump told an audience the other day that what he called a perfect ticket, a dream ticket for the Republicans in 2028.
And he's running and he's in second place. So we got a lot of beauties out there, JD. I envy you and other people. I don't know. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be JD? Is it going to be somebody else? I don't know. Does anybody have... Okay, let's go. You ready? Who likes JD Vance? Who likes Marco Rubio? All right. Sounds like a good ticket. JD and is a perfect, that was a perfect ticket. By the way, I do believe that's a dream team, but these are minor details. That does not mean you have my endorsement under any circumstance. But, you know, it's a perfect, it was a big and then a very nice. I think it sounds like presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate.
So the applause, it sounded like Vance took it slightly, but that's not what the polls are indicating. Listen to this. New poll out this week. Marco Rubio leads the field of potential candidates, 45% of primary voters. Behind him in a distant second is Vice President J.D. Vance, and third, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So those are the three vote leaders or poll leaders. And polls are a snapshot in a moment in time, but Does that Rubio's been lights out. He's been really good as Secretary of State and all the other jobs he's been given. He's getting a lot of publicity. Again, Vance, of course, has been struggling to attract some crowds now in some parts of the country. So we'll have to wait and see. And DeSantis, obviously, out there meeting with Trump recently as well. And over on the Democrat side, AOC has surged to the top. Listen to this. She gets 26% of the Democrat voters. Second is Pete Buttigieg. And a distant third, Gavin Newsom. Kamala Harris, nowhere to be found in the Democrat primary polls. So, again, it's still early yet. But, again, any of those candidates float your boat, Kristen?
No. Neither side.
I can see the look on your face.
I mean, first of all, yes, it's too early. I don't want to talk about it. And I want to enjoy Trump's golden age term. But I don't know. I would have said DeSantis years ago before he challenged Trump, and now I don't know. I've been even though he's been a great governor, I've kind of been side-eyeing him ever since. I don't know if that was just an honest, naive mistake, or there's something else nefarious there. But sure, he's done a great job, and I usually prefer an executive. So between the three, I almost feel like I would still prefer DeSantis. And this is something I never thought I would say, but what about Pete Hegseth? He's kind of Reagan-esque. He's got the hair, and he, you know, if nothing else, he's at least been consistent. I feel like Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance have not been consistent over the last decades. You know, when it's popular to not be Trump, they're not Trump. When it's popular to be establishment, they were establishment. When it's popular to be Trump, then now they're on Trump's side. So I don't totally trust either. I agree. They look good. They say the right things. They've been doing a good job under Trump. But
well, I mean, people can change, you know, but there's proof is in the pudding.
But do they have to be president? Okay, people can change, but I don't want that in my president. Yeah. I want someone. Trump has been the same, like we've said, for decades. You find interviews from 1988, and he's saying the same stuff.
But do you want it in your governor? Can people change and for governor here of the state of Maryland?
Yeah, I think if you look at their consistent values and the choices they've made, I don't think this means party registration. Right. I know what you're getting at.
I'm just
consistent,
asking.
Too. I'm consistent in my answer.
Inquiring minds.
My choices.
Inquiring minds would like to know. By the way, if you want to choose your fake news, give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot right now. Get to match wits with Maggie, Chuck, and Kristen. But call us right now. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I think Baltimore County just rolled up on a wreck, and I'm almost positive it's at Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road. They were reporting three vehicles involved. The fire department unit that was there was not involved, but he was reporting it. So be on the lookout for that, and we'll keep an eye on that, keep an ear on that as well. We're getting a slowdown now through Annapolis, eastbound 50, exiting at Roe Boulevard. There is a slowdown there, and I'm just looking at some other traffic that's slowing here, heading towards Parole on 50 westbound after Roe Boulevard. I don't have anything reported over there, but there's a backup now developing in that area on the westbound side. So I don't see anything reported. Could be a new problem there westbound after the ramp at Roe. So coming off the Severn River Bridge, working your way over towards 450, watch for that. The accident on the ramp at Roe Boulevard has us down to a single lane at that point. And there was a new accident, northbound, just came in, northbound 95 at 395 near the convention center in the city downtown. The summer driving season is just around the corner, so let Bernie's Automotive check your tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and mild today, mid-70s until the rains are going to come. Shower storms expected later this afternoon, into this evening, and overnight lows in the 50s. 59 right now in Middle River, 60 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. Our contestant today is Mason in Catonsville. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Before we do that, an update on the standings from our unofficial morning statistician here, Alan. Alan, who also plays the games, saying for the quarter, Chuck Whitaker has eked out a lead over Kristen. A very small percentage.
Breaking news.
Winning,
a matter of time.
Breaking.
Winning percentage of 630 or 63%. Kristen at 62%.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Callers at 59%. Alan's at 55% and Maggie at 46%. For the year, though, Kristen is still the overall leader at 59%. Chuck at 57. Chuck at 54. Callers at 53. And Maggie at 46%.
So why even bother mentioning it anymore? Really? Does it make a difference?
There's, you know, you could
Am
be
I here just for
you
comic
could be
relief?
Comeback wiener.
I don't want to be a wiener. I would actually no, that's a lie. I would very much like to be a wiener. Everybody else is a wiener.
You're already a wiener.
That Hopkins will set that up for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't have to go to Sweden anymore.
It's an ad of something. All right. Story number one. Pentagon is considering renaming the Iran war Sledgehammer if the ceasefire collapses, a White House official telling news outlets that when President Trump gets back from China, they may have to bring the sledgehammer to the mullahs of Iran. Story two, it's believed to be the first case of multiple personality, multiple genders in the country. Loudoun County, Virginia student, first to claim that there are six different personalities, all six with different genders. And the person wants to be addressed as we, he, she, they, and them.
They can do that in an institution.
And story number three, believe it or not, a recent survey comes from NewsGuard and YouTube. 42% of Democrats believe Trump assassination attempts have all been staged. That the president has staged his own assassination attempts in Butler, in Florida, and at the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner. 42%.
You said the Dems?
42% of Democrats believe it's staged. All right, story one. Pentagon is considering renaming the Iran war Operation Sledgehammer. Story two, multiple personality, multiple genders in Virginia. Or story three, deranged Democrats, 42% I believe, Trump is staging his own assassination attempts. All right, we will start with Kristen.
They're all possible. Is the multi-personality gender thing, is that contagious? Is that going to be our next virus, too?
Melanoma.
I can see that. Right. We'll have to mask up. I think I'm going to say number one. I haven't heard the Pentagon story.
Okay. Kristen goes story number one. Chuck?
I don't know. What was number two
again? Now there's more pressure. See, when you're the lead, now there's more pressure.
Number two is the multiple personality, multiple gender student in Virginia.
Two.
Chuck goes for story two. Maggie?
I'm going for number one because I haven't heard that.
All right. Maggie goes for number one. And Mason?
I go for number one also.
Mason also goes for number one. Story number three, 42% of deranged Democrats believe Trump arranged his own assassination attempts. That is a true story, and because they suffer from TDS, that's for sure. Story number one gets three votes. According to NBC News, that is also a true story. Story two is our fake news story of the day. Chuck, once again, he's been on fuego.
Wow. Holy smoke.
Chuck
how
is,
he gets to always be the wiener.
He's really happy with himself.
He could I'm rank happy. As the biggest wiener.
Yeah. Little self. He's practicing a. He's practicing a little self pleasure this morning.
Are you talking to me, Baggy? I mean, Maggie?
Don't make me come in there. You know, I have
you
12 hours.
You know what I'm talking about.
Junior.
Junior. You've got some neighbors up there in Harford County.
Maybe Junior Sample.
Yeah, Junior Sample.
That's right.
Hey, we got a hit record.
Samples used car sales. BR.
Exactly. 542.
New Deal used cars.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Mason, thanks for playing the game. Appreciate that. 751. You're listening to Casey and Company up next. Again, breaking bombshell accusations against Kentucky Congressman Tom Massey.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with a big wiener, Chuck Whitaker.
Take it easy. Better than a new roof.
Good roof.
Good roof.
They were close.
Shows how much I'm paying attention.
That's right. You don't pay anything.
Well, it's true, Miss Casey. Thank you for pointing that out. I-97 southbound towards Annapolis. Normal backup there. Now, in Annapolis, right here at 50 Row Boulevard, there's a wreck on the ramp. Normally, that's a two-lane ramp, eastbound 50, exiting on the road and then going towards the Navy Marine Corps Stadium. It's down to a single lane at the end of that ramp. So that's starting to back up towards Parole, and the westbound side is kind of looking at it, wondering what's going on over this. So from the Severn River Bridge over through Parole on 50, it's backed up, and then after that area of Parole gets better over towards I-97, but eastbound 50 now coming from I-97 towards the Severn River Bridge. That's the reason for the backup there. That accident is in Pikesville, now confirmed. Three vehicles, Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mild, sunny today, mid-70s, showers and storms later on this afternoon or evening, and tonight in the low 50s. We're windy and 60 in Annapolis and 59 in Owings Mills. Beware of the guys that are crying the loudest, the squeakiest wheels. People like Eric Swalwell, who was all over President Trump, calling him all sorts of derogatory names based on the cases of the woman who claimed that she was assaulted in a department store in New York City, blah, blah, blah. And the other one is Thomas Massie from Kentucky. Now a woman named Cynthia West, identifying herself as Massie's former girlfriend, is claiming Massie pressured her late into some deviant sexual behavior and bribed her with $5,000 to stay quiet. He then had her fired from a congressional staffer job when she refused. West says Massie has reached out via DM on X in August of 24, less than 2 months after his wife of 31 years had died, and the alleged incident followed. And here is West describing the $5,000 offer.
In the course of filling out those documents, did you by any chance list Thomas Massie as
a
potential witness?
I did, yes.
How did he react to that?
Well, out of courtesy, when I started the process, I called him up to let him know. And he was very angry. And he said, you're just one person, that you can't make a difference, that you need to just walk away. And then he had $5,000 that he said that he would give me if I could just walk away. I didn't take it, though.
Did he offer you a check?
No, he has cash, so it's part of his cow money Right. It's this non-traceable money.
Now, wait a minute. You said it's part of his cow money?
Yeah, because he's got cows. He sells cows and he gets cash and he keeps it kind of.
Yeah. He doesn't report it?
No.
So how did he react when you wouldn't take the money and walk away?
Well, he was very angry at that conversation.
Yeah, so offer $5,000 in cash to go quietly away. She then files an ethics complaint with Congress in fall of 2025, coinciding with Massey's remarriage to a staffer 20 years younger.
Have you pursued both the ethics complaint and the claim under the Employee Act despite his efforts?
I did, yes, I did.
Are either or both of them still pending?
Yes.
Are the things you've told me about your complaints to both the Ethics Committee and for the retaliatory firing contained in those documents that you filed with the government?
Yes.
So this is where it gets interesting. So Massey offers her $5,000, allegedly, to go away, but then comes an offer from the House. Remember, they have this slush fund, this settlement committee, and the offer from that was $60,000.
Is it fair to say that when Thomas Massey handed you or offered you $5,000 in cash that you were the main witness in a federal legal proceeding seeking a remedy for what you believe was an injustice?
Yes.
Has there been any resolution of either one of those proceedings to date?
No.
Have they made any efforts to resolve this with you?
Yes. So I have an offer. It's at the House for approval, but settlement.
You have an offer of what?
Settlement for $60,000 to settle the case and for the retaliatory discharge in the Congressional Accountability Act violation with the Office of Victoria Spartz. But if I do that, then I have to sign an NDA. And so I can't do that.
You're saying that you were offered $60,000 only if you remain silent about all this?
Yes.
Do you have any documents to demonstrate that?
Yeah, I mean, it's right here.
She's got documents. She's got receipts. She refused $5,000. She refused $60,000. This is getting interesting. And eventually, I would like to see the names and the numbers of everyone in Congress that has paid out our tax dollars to try to keep these kinds of things quiet. Well, stay tuned and see what Congressman Massey has to say in response. Stick with us here on Casey and Company. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the governor signing the Utility Relief Act yesterday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Trade will be a central focus of President Trump's summit with Chinese President Xi in Beijing. Mr. Trump leading a delegation of U.S. tech, business, and finance leaders to the Chinese capital. That's where we find correspondent Will Weiser.
They will be discussing trade. Both sides have reached a sort of a trade truce since last fall that have prevented each one from imposing high tariffs. And the White House says that there's interest in from both China and the U.S. in extending that trade truce. So that's something that will be discussed. They'll also be discussing an arms sale to Taiwan that the White House has approved but has not yet allowed to go through.
China is a key ally of Iran, buys a lot of its oil.
Trump is going to talk about Iran when he meets in a state visit with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. He's already expressed some frustration with the Chinese, saying that they haven't used their strong economic ties to Iran to pressure the Iranian authorities to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, which could ease oil prices.
And it's wheels down for the president. He has now arrived in Beijing. In the Cornhusker states,
it's too early to call Nebraska's Democratic primary for a seat in the U.S. House. With more than 51,000 votes counted, political activist Denise Powell has a lead of about 2 percentage points ahead of current state Senator John Kavanaugh. The winner of the primary will face Republican Brinker Harding in November. He's been endorsed by President Donald Trump. And U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts easily won Nebraska's GOP primary in his bid to seek his first full term. Ricketts had been appointed to replace former Senator Ben Sasse in 2023 and then won a 2024 special election. I'm Donna Warder.
And it's a mixed picture on Wall Street at the moment. The Dow futures are down 130 points. NASDAQ futures 192 points higher. The S&P futures up 14. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 800-885-REDY. 800-885-READY.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like the accident that was on the ramp from eastbound Route 50 towards Annapolis and Road Boulevard is cleared, so that ramp now is starting to loosen up just a bit, but the westbound side is still slow. They were looking at it, and it's slow over towards the ramp at 450 and Parole. And if you're coming east on 50 from I-97 because of the backup earlier at the ramp at Road Boulevard, that area is still slow. So right now, between the Severn River Bridge and I-97, there are delays, speed reductions now on both sides. We'll stay with that, see if it does begin to clear. And an accident at a fuel spill, a lot of activity in Pikesville at Reisterstown Road, at Old Court Road, the accident near the Convention Center, 395 at Conway Street, and a wreck earlier in the city at Hilton Parkway at North Avenue. We're still at least 20 to 25 minute delays southbound in both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Pikesville, 60 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be announcing the city's summer youth engagement strategy today. The mayor will be joined by Councilman Jermaine Jones, Stephanie Mavronis from Monsey, and officials from the Departments of Health and Human Services and Recreation and Parks. The plans will be announced at 3:30 from the Chick Webb Memorial Recreation Center on East Monument Street. The city's youth engagement strategy aims to keep young people engaged, protected, and out of trouble during the summer months. And city police are investigating an armed carjacking in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 3400 block of Juneway shortly after 7 p.m. Tuesday, where the victim told them four suspects with guns approached and demanded his car keys. The suspects all got in the vehicle and drove away from the scene. The victim was not injured, and police are looking for the suspects. And freshmen at the U.S. Naval Academy class of 2029 will be taking part in a decades-old tradition today. The annual Herndon Monument Climb is now underway in front of the Naval Academy Chapel. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 771. The pick 4, 1301. 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road.
Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, clear your schedule today if you can, as the O's now playing daytime baseball at Camden Yards. 105 is first pitch with Kyle Bradish taking the hill. Opposite Max Fried, Yanks beat the Birds last night 6-2, behind a pair of home runs off Trevor Rogers, who allowed 6 runs in 4 innings pitched. His manager, a bit tight-lipped about the left-hander in the postgame.
Yeah, I mean, he had the layoff. You know, he had tough to navigate that. It was the third inning, I believe, second or third inning with like 27 pitches.
Rogers giving up 5 runs in that third inning, now pitching to an 11-15 earned run average over his last 4 starts. Meanwhile, baseball reporter and former Orioles beat writer Buster Olney with some interesting comments on the Orioles the other day on PressBoxOnline.com.
But I do think big picture, like, at some point, if you're going to throw away seasons and an opportunity to compete and you're going to focus on making money, which was certainly what we had in 2019 and 2020, 2021, 22, you should get a long-term payoff.
The payoff was not long-term. Only in 23 and 24 did the Orioles succeed, but not winning a playoff game. And finally, how about this from Towson University yesterday? Tiger senior Josh Janov played all 9 positions in Towson's 9-8 win over UMBC, becoming the first collegiate player to do that since the University of Texas' Jake McKenzie did it in 2018. The Tigers won the game on a Keldrin Rodriguez walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 9th. And a sidebar, only 5 players have done that in Major League Baseball history, that is, playing all 9 positions in a single game. The first was Campy Campaneris for the KC Athletics back in 1965. The last was Andrew Romine for the Tigers in 2017. Coming up in 30 minutes, what Calais Campbell brings to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Ager. Coming up in this hour, we're taking a look at the city falling short by $64 million. Got a budget deficit, and they're blaming the snow removal for that. Another foster child has gone missing in Maryland, this after even Kanaya's law was passed. And the top story here today, Governor Tax and Spend More signing the gaslighting bill known as the Utility Relief Act, all about this energy crisis, signing the URA yesterday, which is supposed to save us money. And it appears that it's about $150 a year, or $12.50 a month, based on our utility rates. Our gas and electric bills going up by hundreds of dollars a month, and they think that $12.50 is really gonna hit the mark here. Here's Governor Moore signing the bill yesterday.
And the Bipartisan Utility Relief Act speeds up new energy generation. It invests in local clean energy. And it stops big corporations from shifting their costs onto taxpayers.
But let's talk a little bit about the new energy here. Is it nothing to do with fossil fuels, nothing to do at all? It's all solar, it's all wind, having to read through the bill. I don't even think the there's any kind of commitment to nuclear energy as well. So what new energy is he talking about? It's all solar and wind. And that is not enough to power the needs of the state of Maryland. That is the reason why we have to import 40% of our energy. That is the reason why maybe later this summer we might have some issues as the energy demands can increase. And then he talks about the clean energy. That's what he's talking about, new and clean energy being windmills and solar and so on and so forth. So, again, this does nothing, repeat, nothing to address the long-term energy needs of the residents of Maryland. Here's the speaker, Jocelyn Pena Melnick.
A pause is speculative forecasting, where utilities set rates using anticipated rather than actual cost for 1 year while the practice is studied by the PSC.
Again, short-term, not long-term approach to any of this. Again, they used to be able to figure costs based on anticipated, not actual. It's like we talked about yesterday, basing some months on estimated versus actual readings of the meter. I had somebody tell me yesterday that on their bill there was an indication that it was an estimated reading. I did not find that on my bill. So maybe our bills are different or whatever. Again, all of this stuff is CYA, Hail Mary, throw something at the taxpayers and ratepayers of Maryland to say, okay, we did something to address this. Here's Senator Justin Reedy discussing the bill's true effects.
The claim about it being a relief act is unfortunately just kind of embarrassing. You're left with a bill that has a little bit of protections on data centers. I mean, certainly I would say that's a positive. You're left with a tiny amount of so-called rate relief, although it's really just handing you your money back and not a very big amount. And then a lot of green energy gobbledygook that is not going to be all that effective in helping to improve our long-term energy supply issues.
And coming up, we'll tell you what the PSC says the true problem is in Maryland. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so 50 in Annapolis, a little better now. We had a little slowing there from a wreck at Road Boulevard that backed us up through Parole, and then the westbound side was looking at it. All better now, much better, as you're traveling through there between the Severn River Bridge and at the ramps at I-97. So the pace has improved. The backup, which is the normal delay, top of the hill, I-97 southbound coming down towards Route 32. 695, yep, all the normal delays are there. 20 to 25 minute delays still at the harbor tunnels coming south. Typical ride. The accident near the convention center was on 395 southbound right at the light at Conway Street. Not really affecting the northbound side too badly. And if you're in Pikesville, that wrecked about 30 minutes ago now. Three vehicles were involved at Reisterstown Road and Old Court Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It'll be sunny and mild today, mid-70s until the showers and storms hit us. Sometime later this afternoon or evening, into the low 50s, cooling things off tomorrow. Cloudy, breezy, and the low 60s. Right now, 60 and sunny in the city, 60 in Parkville. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make your dream a reality. On this day, May 13, 1846, U.S. Congress overwhelmingly votes in favor of President Polk's request to declare war on Mexico in dispute over Texas. Under the threat of war, the U.S. had refrained from annexing Texas after the latter won independence from Mexico in 1836. But in 1844, President John Tyler restarted negotiations with the Republic of Texas, culminating with a treaty of annexation. That treaty was defeated by a wide margin in the Senate because it would upset the slave state free state balance between North and South and risked war with Mexico, which had broken off relations with the U.S. Shortly before leaving office, and with the support of President-elect Polk, Tyler managed to get the joint resolution passed on March 1st of 1845. Texas was later admitted to the Union that year. While Mexico didn't follow through with its threat to declare war, relations between the two countries remained tense over border disputes. And in July of 1845, President Polk ordered troops into disputed lands that lay between the Nueces and Rio Grande Rivers in Texas. In November, Polk sent diplomat John Slidell to Mexico to seek boundary adjustments in return for U.S. government settlements of the claims of U.S. citizens against Mexico, and also to make an offer to purchase California and New Mexico. After that mission failed, the U.S. Army under General Zachary Taylor advanced to the mouth of the Rio Grande, the river that the state of Texas claimed as its southern boundary. Mexico, claiming that boundary was the Nueces River to the northeast of the Rio Grande, considered the advance of Taylor's army an act of aggression, and in April of 1846, sent troops across the Rio Grande. President Polk, in turn, declared the Mexican advance to be an invasion of the United States soil, and on May the 11th in 1846, he asked Congress to declare war on Mexico, which it did 2 days later. After nearly 2 years of fighting, peace was established to the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, signed on February the 2nd, Groundhog Day, in 1848. The Rio Grande was made the southern boundary of Texas. California and New Mexico were ceded to the U.S. In return, the United States paid Mexico the sum of $15 million and agreed to settle all claims of U.S. citizens against Mexico. And that's the way it was on this day in 1846, Congress declaring war on Mexico. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So Governor Moore signing the Utility Relief Act. It's not going to provide any meaningful relief to ratepayers or taxpayers. This is just an energy crisis bill that really is gaslighting, pardon the pun, on the part of the governor and the Democrats. And some Republicans, by the way, signed off on this thing as well. So they're holding this victory lap over a bill that they admit is going to save us all about $12 a month, and it's already our money anyway that they're giving back to us. So it, again, more of the same, speaking out of both sides of their mouth. The PSC, however, the Public Service Commission, did identify what the true problem is here in the state of Maryland, and this is Democrat policies, Democrat green agenda that caused it.
It is concerning because Maryland has retired in recent years about 6,000 megawatts of thermal resources, so these are mostly fossil fuel resources, and the addition have been dwarfed by the retirements.
So it is the retirement of these coal-fired power plants that has led to this energy shortage, which is now increasing demand. We don't have enough energy. We have to import 40% of it from Pennsylvania. Let's hope and pray that their energy needs. But, you know, they're going to be facing the same kinds of things in the, on the same grid as we are. These data centers and others put a real draw on the energy demands in the grid. And that's going to be a problem going forward. And I just hope and pray we don't see rolling blackouts or brownouts coming this summer if it gets really, really hot when the air conditioning season puts that kind of a real strain on the grid and on the system. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, your calls and comments, and we'll take a look at Governor Moore gaslighting. This time over something called dynamic grocery store pricing. Stay with us.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So the Grand Rapids County Grand Jury returned indictments yesterday against 9 Eastern Shore family members for allegedly engaging in a scheme to defraud the Maryland Medicaid program. These were all members of by blood or by marriage, same family, down in the Salisbury Fruitland area of the Eastern Shore. I don't have the figure on the exact amount of fraud, so we're going to have to get that for you. But I think this is just tip of the iceberg in the state of Maryland, and hopefully they'll be looking at it very carefully like they've done in Minnesota, Ohio, California, and elsewhere. It's 8:23. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the Harbor Tunnel southbound, again, with the normal delays there. The backup on 95 is back to Moravia Road. In the backup, there was a report of a minor wreck near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I didn't see it, but it's just adding to the heavy traffic, which is already there. 25 minutes south on 95. 895 southbound, about the same. Pulaski Highway, the Urban Avenue area, is where the backup is. And again today, the northbound side of 895 is heavy and slow going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, coming out on the northbound side, but a little bit slower than it should be coming up through that area. Baltimore County, I think, just went out to a wreck at Paring Parkway at Putty Hill. We'll get a confirmation on that report. Pedestrian may be struck there. There was a vehicle stopped in the median on the outer loop of the Beltway and Paring Parkway. Was a van sitting there on the left side, kind of looking at it, adding to the backup coming over from Bel Air Road through that area. And a reminder, if you're in Pikesville, 3-vehicle wreck a little while ago, had a fuel spill at Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It'll be sunny, mild, mid-70s today, maybe showers and storms later on this afternoon and evening. Right now, sunny, 61 in the city, and it is 59 in Bel Air. Let's take some phone calls here this morning. Chuck is in Columbia. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. I have two issues here. Mm-hmm. Number one is, are these disclosure documents ever recorded as to the amount of them and the dollar price from the past administration? But secondly, in a lighter vein, I think for the Democratic Party presidential race, I think Governor Newsom and Representative AOC are the Barbie and Ken of the Democratic presidential pair. President and Vice President.
Yeah, Well, they're both pretty plastic, that's for sure.
Just because they're so beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that's, and look, that sells for a long... look, but here's AOC. She's a socialist, and Newsom is pretty progressive, so that'd be a really far-left ticket, and I think that would be an abject failure. I don't think America would vote for that. Chuck, thanks for the call, but I do agree that I agree with Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. There should be full disclosure on the Congressional Slush Fund. Everyone should know. Kevin in Baltimore, good morning. Hello, Kevin. Kevin could not hang or fell out of the cell. We'll try Daryl in Middle River. Hello, Daryl.
Hi. I got a question. Didn't I hear Donald Trump some time ago say if these data centers are going to be put in, he gives them the go-ahead to make their own power plants? How about we make that mandatory so they're not leeching off of our power plants?
Yeah, I think we're talking about those, what they're called, small modular reactors, SMRs. So I think that's what they're referring to. I think I heard Secretary of Energy Chris Wright also reference that recently. So any of these data centers. And now, believe it or not, they're talking about building data centers in space. I just saw that the other day. So, so it won't take up land and or... obviously, we're going to need the power. This quantum computing and this AI stuff, it's just going to really require a different source of power. But you're right, President Trump did suggest that. I think Congress has to make that a law.
Well, maybe Congress should jump in and make that a law. Then that gets rid of the issue.
Yeah, it's a good point. Daryl, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Great point. Governor Moore is gaslighting once again, this time on something called dynamic pricing in grocery stores. Here's Governor Moore, and then we'll hear from Delegate Lauren Arakan.
All right, hold up. Stop scrolling. Did you know that two people could be in the same grocery store, pick up the same item in the same aisle, but pay two different prices because your data is being used against you? I don't think anyone should be paying more for the same groceries just because of an algorithm. And that's why I just signed the Protection from Predatory Pricing Act in the state of Maryland. No more using your personal data to quietly hike up your bills. Same cart, same store, same price. That's fairness, and that's what Marylanders deserve.
What in the world is he talking about? Let's just go see. Let's just go see if this is really a thing. Let's find out. Was database price fixing ever used in a Maryland grocery store? Let's just look and see. Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, so here we are, guys, with yet another Westmore Maryland Democrats election year gimmick. You are paying more everywhere because of the Democrats' horrible policies. You are paying more everywhere because the Democrats raised taxes and fees on you in the last 4 years during the Westmore administration to the tune of $2 billion. That is why you're hurting. That is why the families in Maryland are hurting, not because of some fake digital price fixing scam.
All right, so I'm unaware of this. Now, I do know that you could go to, say, a supermarket in the city, if there are any, and then a supermarket in Hunt Valley and a supermarket somewhere else and pay different prices for the same item. And that's based on the demographics of that area. That I do know happens. But I'm unaware. I've never encountered this in any store that based on your data that they're charging you a different price in the same store for the same product. I have not seen that. I have not heard that complaint anywhere. So does it really exist? That is the question. So did they just pass a bill for a problem that does not exist? That is the question that I have, and that Delegate Arakan also is raising as well. Again, yes, supermarkets in different areas, based on zip code, based on demographics, can charge a different price for the same product, but everybody pays that price in that store the same price. This idea that paying a different price for the same product for different people in the same store, I've never seen that or heard of that. Have you? 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning.
Fox 45 reports that Maryland has finalized a $2.25 billion settlement with the owner and operator of the cargo ship Dolly over the vessel's March 26, 2024 incident with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Attorney General Anthony Brown announced Tuesday the settlement with Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine resolves the state's claims tied to the bridge collapse and its impacts, including claims pursued by the Office of the Attorney General's Civil Litigation Division on behalf of the state and its agencies. Those agencies include the Maryland Transportation Authority, the Maryland Port Administration, and the Maryland Department of the Environment. The Attorney General's office said it worked in coordination with outside counsel with expertise in maritime law and complex litigation. And nine Eastern Shore family members were indicted by an Anne Arundel County grand jury for allegedly engaging in a scheme to defraud the Maryland Medicaid program. Attorney General Anthony Brown announced on Tuesday all of the defendants are related by either blood or marriage, officials said. And firefighters say delays are growing, particularly when emergency medical service units are not immediately available. When minutes matter, Baltimore County firefighters warn the county can no longer guarantee a rapid response. Firefighters say delays are growing, particularly when the units are not immediately available. We have crews on scene sometimes waiting 20 to 25 minutes for an EMS unit to arrive, says Steve Redmer, a career firefighter and president of the union representing 1,000 county firefighters. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway at College Park. It's on the inner loop at Route 1, and the report from the scene showing the road blockage left-hand lane. So the bottom end of 95 from Cherry Hill Road onto the Capitol Beltway headed east. That's the reason for the backup on that ramp. And then the Capitol Beltway could be slow from New Hampshire Avenue over towards Route 1. Had a minor incident last report, outer loop near Perry. It looks like that's gone. There's been an update on the location of the wreck on Perry Parkway. It's at McLean Boulevard, so very close to the city county line. And was a report of a pedestrian struck in that area. Baltimore County still working on the wreck at Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road. 20-minute delays plus will continue with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. More injury news hitting the Orioles before last night's 6-2 loss to the Yanks. Left-hand reliever Grant Wolfram placed on the 15-day IL with a back strain. Tyler Wells called up to take his place and pitched an inning last night. And then just 30 minutes before the game, Dylan Beavers was scratched. Here's manager Albernez.
All I know is he was hitting in the cage before the game to get ready, and he felt something in his side and was out of the lineup.
News coming this morning that it's a right oblique discomfort. This, according to MLB.com, that could be serious. We know about obliques here in Baltimore. Raising concerns about a potential IL stint. This injury follows a previous minor knee issue earlier in the month for Beavers. Daytime rubber game baseball for you today at Camden Yards as the Birds and Yanks play at 105. Kyle Bradish looking to build on his last start. Left-hander Max Fried for New York. The Ravens' move to bolster their defensive line was an unusual one, to say the least. It's not often you bring in a player who will turn 30 before 40, actually, before the season begins to play for his 19th season and who's not a quarterback or a kicker. But that's exactly what Baltimore did when they brought in Calais Campbell.
It's cool to still be wanted.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there who want to play that can't get a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always tried to play at a level where if I want to play again, I can.
Bears coach Jesse Minter not only wants him, he is expecting a lot out of him.
He'll be great for the young guys, of course, because that's who Calais is. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings on the field in between the lines. And I really think he'll help us both in the run and pass game.
Campbell was 6.5 sacks a year ago as a six-time Pro Bowler. A couple of sad notes to pass along from the world of basketball. Jason Collins, the league's first openly gay player, has passed away. Collins played 13 years in the league for six different teams, including a brief stint with the Wizards, and served as a global ambassador for the sport for the past decade. Brain cancer was the cause. He was 47 years of age. Also, Grizzlies forward Brandon Clark has passed away at the tender age of 29. LAPD sources confirming to ABC News that Clark was found dead from a possible drug overdose. Happy heavenly birthday today to boxing great Joe Louis, the heavyweight champion of the world from 1937 to 1949, born on this day in 1914. Terrestrial birthday to the former NBA whack job Dennis Rodman, who turned 65 today. And it was on this day in baseball history, May 13th, 1997, former Oriole first baseman Eddie Murray became just the sixth big league player to compete in 3,000 career games. The time now is 8:37. When we return, there's no league that does a schedule release like the NFL.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
You know, I called Dennis Rodman a whack job just a minute ago.
The worm.
The worm. But I will say this, though. He was the key component, I think, well, other than Michael Jordan, for the Bulls back
in the day. Let's not forget Scottie Pippen.
Well, true. But what I'm saying is he did all the dirty work inside and kept all those possessions alive and allowed Pippen and Jordan to do the things that they do on the outside.
And those classic battles with Bill Laimbeer of the Pistons.
Yeah, and then later on with the Knicks after that. Yeah. I mean, those were just, that was real basketball back then. I mean, now it's just a shooting contest.
That's when I used to watch it. I don't watch it anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't mind in 89, 85, a defensive struggle. As far as the league reveal is concerned, or I should say the schedule reveal. I mean, there's no.
Is it not today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow night at 7:30. It'll be the full schedule.
Right.
But you know how it comes out, drips and drags.
Right. We get the first Sunday night game and the Thanksgiving game.
And the international game is going to start Wednesday night this year. There's no other league that could pull this off the way the NFL does it. Just releasing little tidbits of information for the next.
They build excitement. They build a lot of momentum for it.
It is a juggernaut.
Yeah.
A $21 billion empire.
And it helps that there's only, 17 games or whatever. So. It's hard to do that with baseball or some of the other sports that have 80-plus games. So there are a limited number of games, and everybody gets excited about it.
And it gives you something to talk about pretty much all year.
So will the Ravens open up in Brazil with Dallas?
No, they don't know. That's September 27th.
Okay.
So what'll that be? Maybe the third or fourth week of the season.
Okay.
We don't know where they're going to open up. Could be home, could be away. We don't know yet. We'll find out tomorrow night.
Tune in. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming off a horrible year for DHS here in the state of Maryland with the death of Kanaya Ward, 16-year-old left at the downtown Baltimore hotel where she was suicidal and was left alone and committed suicide. And, of course, the news that hundreds of foster children were placed in homes where there were sexual predators and pedophiles present. And again, the latest is that there were hundreds more that were left in hospitals for long periods of time and could not be placed anywhere. So clearly, there's no doubt the entire foster system needs to be reformed and revised and corrected. Now, Kanaya's Law, which did pass this year, it was sponsored by Delegate Mike Griffith, a former foster child himself, is supposed to fix some of this, but we still have systemic problems in Maryland's foster care system, whether it's the state agency itself or whether it's the private contractor running it for the state agency. Case in point, Spotlight on Maryland over at Fox 45 is running a series of reports on the Silver Oak Academy in Kamar, Maryland, Carroll County. And a 16-year-old foster child placed at the Silver Oak has been missing now for more than 9 days. According to sources familiar with the case and public records obtained by Fox 45. And again, this should deepen the scrutiny of this privately operated juvenile facility already facing calls for closure based on poor conditions and missing children and other problems of growing pattern of instability and dangers at this rural campus, which has generated more than 100 emergency calls since January of last year. These calls have included violent riots, runaway juveniles, people setting fires at the academy, and repeated law enforcement responses since Maryland resumed placing youth in state care in September of 2024. So here is Gary Collins with Sheriff Jim DeWeese of Carroll County.
What is going on at Silver Oak Academy?
I guess the real question is, what isn't going on at Silver Oak Academy?
Carroll County Emergency Communications Center, Operator 131 on a recorded line. How can I help you?
We have a youth who ran off his dorm. We just searched the campus trying to find him. We can't locate him.
As our investigation into Silver Oak Academy, a privately operated facility by the state of Maryland continues, we have learned from several sources that a 16-year-old resident has been missing for more than 9 days.
And do you know where he was last seen or which direction?
He was last seen on the dorm. He ran off the dorm, and we're not sure which direction. There is concern that he is either on the roof here, but I think that's unlikely. He just tried to run away the other day and went all the way to Highs and Frederick.
We have been there so many times in the last year.
Yeah, and it continues. And you look at it, and it is an ongoing problem. And Dewey says this is not the first time that this 16-year-old went missing.
It's not the first time that individual's been missing. This is the second time in a short period of time that individual's been missing. They ran away prior to this, and then last week they ran away again. And in the second incident, the individual was on a phone and put a call in and was able to get a ride. I don't know why DHS hasn't gone in and stopped the contract with Silver Oak.
Now, while it's incompetence, along with a little government efficiency and bureaucratic carelessness, and you combine all three, it's a fatal mix. So more on Silver Oak coming up in just a second, 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes, Wednesday morning rush hour here with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're starting to build up here on 95 South near the airport cutoff of Baltimore County. Just had a call. There's a wreck reported now southbound in the area around the Patapsco River Bridge. The report was south of 195 and near the bridge for 895. So it's right in that area, Howard County and the Baltimore County lines. Not backed up solid yet, but it's getting there. So just a heads up, some equipment should be arriving there on the southbound side. We'll keep an eye on that. Capitol Beltway had the wreck on the Interloop at College Park in the left-hand lane at Route 1. So there's a resulting backup on the Capitol Beltway towards New Hampshire Avenue, and then 95 southbound will get the impact as well. Here's one we don't get very often in the city. Car and a train involved. Monroe Street at Lawrence Street over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be sunny and mild today, mid-70s for the high until we're expecting showers or thunderstorms a little bit later on this evening. And overnight lows will be in the 50s. Cloudy, cool, breezy tomorrow, 60s for the high. And right now, 63 and sunny in Glen Burnie. It's 62 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Students at NC State University's Wilson College of Textiles were stunned when their commencement speaker revealed that their final year student loans would be paid off in full.
I would like to provide a graduation gift. It is our intent to make Wilson College more affordable for all, starting with this graduation class. It is my privilege to announce today that in honor of my father, my wife Marilyn and I are providing a graduation gift to cover all the final year educational loans incurred by the Wilson College graduates during the 25-26 academic year.
The gift is from businessman Anil Kochar and his wife Marilyn. It was to honor his late dad, who went to NC State and studied textiles. The gift covers 176 undergraduate and 26 graduate students. Significant amount of money that helps those students not incur those final year of loans as they graduate and move forward. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasik here. If you are ready for an appliance upgrade, check this out. Town Appliance is having a Spring Black Friday shopping event going on now. They have everything you need packed into a fun and exciting showroom. You'll find top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram, alongside over 70 other trusted names. And when you go, make sure you talk to Mayer and Mayer. They're absolutely wonderful to work with, and they'll keep you under budget. Zero pressure, just real help. They have flexible financing options, too. Check out their website at townappliance.com.
So back to the Silver Oak Academy again, and the way this works is you got DJS. It's supposed to monitor any juvenile delinquents that are sent there, and DHS that's supposed to monitor the foster children. I think that's a bad mix. I wouldn't put foster children mixed in with juveniles. I mean, whose idea was that to begin with, number one? Number two, DJS has already proven they can't monitor squat. And number three, DHS, you know, likewise. So, and again, Sheriff DeWeese basically saying, look, there are no safeguards in place here. When you have a person that is not, that he eloped or escaped twice, runaway twice, well, the first time they run it, they're a threat, all right, to do it again. So they should be very closely and carefully monitored. Either you don't have enough staff or you don't care. You're just taking the paycheck, and you really don't care about these kids. And Sheriff DeWeese says this is neglect.
You would think that they would be able to see that an individual is missing in a timely manner, or not missing at all, because there is a lot of people out there watching these individuals. So I think there's a lot of neglect going around within DHS Silver Oak. Rite of Passage, which is the organization that owns Silver Oak, that owns the contract with DHS, I think there's a lot of neglect.
Now, there is a lot of neglect. Obviously, there's a lot of neglect. And then the $64,000 question here regarding Silver Oak, is it time to shut it down?
There's a lot of reasons why someone would elope or run away from a facility. We've learned that the conditions there aren't the greatest.
Should Silver Oak be closed, and should it be closed today?
Yeah, I think it should be closed down. And quite honestly, Gary, I'm going to do whatever I can to close it down through DHS or through some other means.
And so DHS, in an email to Spotlight on Maryland yesterday afternoon, in part said, the safety and well-being of Maryland's children are our highest priority. Well, you certainly have a funny way of showing that. Don't. It's amazing. So, again, and I understand that maybe the staff is overworked. Maybe they're overwhelmed. Maybe they're outnumbered. Maybe they're just not enough staff. And that's all part of the problem. Well, the ratio should be, at minimum, 1-to-1, and at maximum 3-to-1. when you have one person being able to watch over 1 to 3 people. Anything more than that, you're just asking for trouble. And that's exactly what they have at Silver Oak Academy. And so this is, even though it's a privately run facility, I think Rite of Passage is the company that runs it. They're clearly ongoing. It's an open campus model. You're asking for issues there. If you're not secure with gates and or fences or something along those lines, or you don't have the ability to keep people locked up, I don't mean in a cell, but secure in a facility, then you're going to have these cases of runaways and things of that nature. And it's your responsibility to take care of these people and watch them. We've had a spate of problems, be it in elementary schools, city schools, or these kinds of privately run foster and juvenile academies, where there just seems to be an overall lack of supervision and negligence being practiced. 8:50, 10 before the hour. And coming up next, should there be a federal gas tax holiday? And Baltimore City officials are saying, oops, we're $64 million short.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman. At our law firm, we're keenly aware of the huge inconveniences our clients face when they're victims of an auto accident, losing your vehicle and needing a car rental, or negotiating a total damage, making certain that our clients receive the best medical treatment possible, recovering any lost wages, and finally, assuring a satisfactory monetary award, either by settlement or in court, all in the hope of relieving our clients' burdens. Along that line, our firm does not believe in nickel and diming our clients who are already suffering. So there's no fee for the property damage recovery, no fee for filing and distributing the personal injury protection PIP benefits, no charge for postage, no charge for photocopies. All, by the way, fairly revolutionary in our business. And of course, there's never a fee if there's no recovery. So for a free, no obligation consultation, call us at 410-363-6848. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, representing injured victims in the Mid-Atlantic region for over 35 years.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul mouth?
Yes. Ooh, sweet thing.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
So Baltimore City officials have launched the news that they're going to finish the year $64 million short. And they're saying it's because of the unusual brutal winter.
Well, we had a cold winter. We just had that one storm, wasn't it? It was Snowcrete. Remember that? It was ice and then the snow on top of the ice. But that was it, wasn't it? I mean, there wasn't much snow after that. And so they're claiming they had to spend $80 million on snow removal in Baltimore City, and that's the reason why they're $64 million short. I don't know. It sounds to me as if there should be a forensic audit on Baltimore City expenses. And that doesn't fly, doesn't pass the smell test for me. One storm, and that caused a $64 million deficit? Okay. 8:53, mm-hmm. Traffic weather on the threes. And then, of course, they dumped it all in like a parking lot, and it was still there a couple of weeks ago.
Still melting now.
Yeah.
Right.
So, just crazy.
As a man who did that for a living with the Department of Transit Traffic, that's a lot of money.
What, dumping?
No. Dumping. Dumping. Come on now.
Don't take it personal.
I don't.
Look, we all had to pay our dues somehow.
I all went out and got plowed every time they did. Scared the hell out of me one night. This is no lie. I'm on Northern Parkway going down the hill towards Falls Road, and it hadn't been plowed yet. I started halfway down. I spun around about 6 times and stopped right in the middle of Falls Road.
Wow. You're lucky nobody else was around.
Nobody. It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The wreck on 95 South is after the airport cutoff and looks to be around the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. The camera after that is where 895 comes into 95. There's no problem there, but there is a backup on 95 south of the Beltway down through the airport cutoff and then going into Howard County. So definitely heads up at that point. City police and fire, they were out, had a car and a train involved at Monroe Street, at Lawrence Street over on the west side. That's going to be a local issue there. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway was still there. College Park area, inner loop at Route 1. That was in the left-hand lane. Leftover slowing on the Beltway, and we're still backed up with the heavy traffic. We're moving, but we're slow southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, Weather Authority forecast, sunny and mild, mid-70s today. Maybe some thunderstorms later on this afternoon or evening, which could bring us... actually, it is going to cool things down tomorrow. Cloudy, cool, and breezy in low 60s. Right now, we're 56 and sunny in Stephenville, 63 in downtown Baltimore. Marylanders were asked to react to President Trump seeking a federal gas tax suspension. That'd be about 18 cents. President said he was looking to reduce that. The problem here in Maryland is that we pay 46 cents a tax on a gallon of gas. And that includes, that's indexed for inflation. So inflation goes, here's the never-ending problem. Inflation did rise 3.8%. That's a high number, but most of that driven by the gas prices because of what's happening in Iran. Okay, and the Strait of Hormuz. So as that inflation number goes up, the taxes on your gas goes up because it's indexed to inflation here in the state of Maryland. It's an insidious scheme that the Democrats put on a gallon of gas. And taxpayers are saying, well, they reacted to whether or not the president should reduce the taxes at the federal level.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
No, I don't think it's going to help.
Maryland's one of the highest gas tax states in the country, and it goes up every year on the basis of inflation.
Yeah, and I was just discussing that, and as to whether Maryland would suspend the state gas tax, Dollar Bill Ferguson said, nope, not going to do it, because we need the money for government.
To do a gas tax holiday would severely jeopardize the underpinning and infrastructure of our economy that relies on those investments.
The basic cost of living is so high in Maryland, and every policy we look at, we ought to be looking at any ways that we can relieve burdens, even if it's a temporary thing in this situation.
Yeah, and that's right, just temporary, and you could make that back a little bit later on. But no, they again, this is something that they're just really reluctant, the Democrats in the state, to give any of our money back. And it is our money. Belongs to us, not to them. So go figure. All right, we'll see what happens. Hopefully the sledgehammer will come down after President Trump is done. A couple real quick stories I wanted to share with you that you should know about that we're working on. We're watching very carefully. They're bubbling under here, you know, over the next couple days. In the final weeks of Joe Biden's presidency, FBI agents tied to the DOJ special counsel persecutor Jack Smith investigation memorialized anew their belief that President Trump broke the law in contesting the 2020 election, and they secretly arranged to preserve their evidence until 2030 in memos that raise alarm they could revive the prosecution after Trump leaves office. The FBI memos and emails closing out the controversial Arctic Frost investigation obtained by Just the News show the Bureau chose not to relinquish the evidence it gathered after Smith went to court to dismiss charges against Trump, even though that is normal practice for agents. Instead, they created a preservation order keeping the evidence in FBI custody for 2 years after Trump's second term ends, claiming it was necessary to do so because of ongoing litigation. So stay tuned for that. They're still going to come after him even when he's finished. It depends who wins, obviously, in 2028. And the other story, the days of being able to hold Anthony Fauci or Fraudchi accountable are dwindling. I think we're down to 3 days left on the statute of limitations. Even though he was pardoned by Chairman Joe, a active CIA whistleblower is set to blow the lid off the deep state COVID-19 cover-up in explosive Senate testimony today. Senator Rand Paul is revealing that the IC, the intelligence community, knew the lab leak origins for years while American taxpayers funded this Wuhan research. So, again, this is going to be, we'll have to wait and see what happens today in the Senate committee hearing. But Fraudshee got away literally with murder in this particular case, because experimenting with these kinds of viruses that are highly infectious and dangerous in any kind of research component is should be brought to an end. It really should, because this stuff gets out, it leaks out, or either accidentally or intentionally, it kills people. And that's exactly what it did here during the whole COVID panda or planned endemic, as some believe. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America. See you tomorrow morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.